Everybody loves Dynamite.
Well, thank God we made it in during the blizzard.
Barely.
Thank God we're here. There's some people that work here who did not come in because of the weather today.
A couple. You know, if I'd been sitting outside of my car today, I'd be soaking wet.
And the office is now closing.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Yes. The office is closing early today because of wet pavement.
The federal government
wet pavement,
and there are still snowflakes in the air.
Watch out. There might be some slush on the road.
Yes.
There might be.
Well, here's the deal.
Mike, and that can get dangerous.
The reason they're closing our offices, and I believe the federal government also, they're letting them go home 2 hours early.
Right.
The reason is that because the snow is ending,
There is no reason.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll find out what's happening with our weather bed here in a
hourly
second.
Hourly updates, I believe.
Yeah. Buzz was telling me on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, God, how can we not talk about this first?
Yeah.
They've been saying, you heard it yesterday on the show, and we turned the TV weather guys on.
Right.
You know, 4 to 8 inches. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Listen.
They're talking about the one that missed us. And this somehow was going to be the storm that was going to vindicate
up,
it?
That made up for that.
And it wasn't.
It was a level of certainty.
You know, what they were saying is 3 to 6 plus.
The level of certainty is deeper than the snow.
Well, we're going to go out in a moment, or I guess Joe will be going out in a moment with a ruler, and we'll find out just how much is outside the beautiful Dynamite World Broadcast headquarters.
I think you and I probably lost the bet.
Well, see, I don't think everybody seems to think that there's 3 inches of stuff out there.
Well, there's been some melting because it is slushy. It's a soupy snow.
And you can't use the grass because they said you're supposed to measure it on a hard surface. So because use the grass, it might be a little higher, which would hurt your car.
No, I would rather have it done in the grass than have it done out on like a van that's been sitting outside.
No, you'll come ahead if you do it on the grass.
How can that be?
No, you'll come behind if they do it on the grass.
But here's the thing.
It'll be like 7 inches.
But that's impossible.
Because it sits on top of the grass.
Hold on.
The height of the grass.
I can see the grass though.
The
snow's not even covering the grass.
That's
outside.
The soupy factor.
That is how strongly I feel that we did not get even an inch of snow.
And I think really, after all this time, as silly as it may sound, everybody here in Washington, D.C. wishes for the city to be paralyzed.
Yes, please.
Well, congratulations. It is. Today it is paralyzed.
I mean, not paralyzed enough.
Everybody's stuck at home because nobody went anywhere. And you know, who knows? It's a stupid bet. Maybe we did get an inch.
What did you
say?
You said an inch or less?
Yeah.
And I said 2 to 3.
I don't really remember.
You had 1 to 2.
0 to 1.
I had 2 to 3. You had 2 to 3?
Yeah.
You had 1 to 2.
I had 1 to 2. Yes. Don had an inch or less.
Right.
And keep in mind,
3 or more, or 4 or more.
4, I believe.
That they were predicting yesterday anywhere between 5 and 8 inches.
5 to 8 inches.
Yeah.
But here's the thing they lowballed. Now, did they mention it? Yes, I give them credit for this. But they didn't mention it enough. And that was the temperature on the ground, the warm surfaces on the ground, which means the snow fell for hours before there was even the slightest slush.
Right.
So it didn't accumulate on the roads, which it would if it was 20 degrees.
I'm coming in today. I see all kinds of salt and sand trucks sitting on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to do because the road is just wet.
And I, for everybody around the country that this might not be relevant to because you live in an area where the weather is not appropriate for this right now, I will tell you, we will continue to talk about this as long as
we live here.
The local media in Washington, D.C. chooses to play this crap
and
game with people, which gets me angrier every time.
And here's what we want. Just one time for one of these schmucks to come on TV and say, hey, listen, we were wrong.
We don't have a clue.
We told you it was that we felt good about this and that we were going to get slammed.
But the thing is, they hyped nothing. They knew we were going to get, I believe, in the Channel 4 forecast, which was the most consistent through all the newscasts.
I thought you said that's the one that had the most conjuring, the Channel 4 forecast.
But when they came out to it, they said 3 to 6 plus. Now, the 6 plus gives them total. The plus mark was where they copped out.
Right.
But they didn't change it through the whole time. What the problem is they were all saying 4 to 8, 3 to 6. That's what they were all saying.
Mm-hmm.
But they were treating it like it was going to be 8 to 24 inches.
Devastating, yeah.
And they were putting people, it's maddening.
Yeah. One more thing. We live in the Washington, D.C. area. That's the forecast we get.
Right.
I don't know why they feel obligated to tell us that the 12 inches of snow that we could have gotten, that's in the panhandle. Do you understand? That's the panhandle of West Virginia, where guys have sex with their aunts. Right. Okay?
They also said that we were going to get the heaviest snow north and west of the city, when the truth is the heaviest snow fell south and east of the city.
Furthermore, they said all the stations said that the heaviest snow would be between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., mm-hmm. and I swear to Christ, it stopped snowing at about 12:30 today.
Yeah, we've had this light. You know what? They talked about moderate snow, and I was watching it. Maybe there was a half an hour of moderate snow where I live. That was it. The rest of the time, it was this kind of stuff that we're seeing right now. This light snow shower.
It's like powder.
But here's why we're mad.
But the inches forecast that they gave, they could make the argument that they were in line with that. What they're out of line with is they treated this.
Yes.
This is the same kind of forecast. I was telling you this in the office. That's why this drives me so insane. They had the same kind of forecast a few months ago on the weekend when I said, it should be maybe 2 to 3 inches of snow. Mm-hmm. This is the same kind of forecast.
I agree.
But they turned it into this hype machine so that people will watch the local news.
Yeah, you gotta look here. And you gotta know that now, what they're doing now to cover their asses, because they've got all the reporters outside who are saying, listen, we see pavement. Uh-huh. There is no problem. There's not even a problem with icing because it's 36 or 37 degrees.
Wouldn't you love to see a reporter go, Gordon, Maureen, I don't know why they have me out here.
Yes.
Today on Channel 9, they had this babe, Peggy Fox.
Right.
And she's standing, she's doing a live shot right in front of the TV station. So I guess they got a cord going from one room out the front door.
Yeah, they throw it out the window.
And they say, let's go for a check on conditions. Here's Peggy Fox. And she says, well, I'm outside the building. And keep in mind, there's maybe an inch of snow on the ground, and people are driving by like 85 miles an hour.
Yes, no problem.
Like it's no problem. She says, well, the snow looks pretty good for packing if you want to make snowballs. I'm out here talking to Rob and Mike and Buzz, and they're out here to shovel. Say, fellas, are you cold? And they go, yeah, we're very cold. She says, well, can we see you shovel a little bit? This is coverage.
And they say journalism is dead.
This is storm team coverage.
Yes,
for 30 seconds on Channel 9, I'm watching three immigrants, and there's not even enough snow that when they're going down on the sidewalk, you're hearing this. the sound of the friction from the...
look at those sparks, Sparky.
The roads are dangerously damp, so be careful.
They cannot be allowed to get away with this at the local news station.
We want retribution. Yes. You heard these scumbags yesterday on the show. We turned on the TV.
Now, I'm moving it away from the meteorologist this time and moving it on to the backs of the news directors.
Good call.
That are conjuring this whole scenario, and when they use words like digging out. You know what digging out is? Digging out is
digging
when you
out
have
a blizzard.
Goddamn
blizzard
husky next to your igloo, and you get 70 inches of snow the night before.
Mike, I think we all just want someone. There's got to be somebody in the news community.
Explain the game to us.
Yes, somebody who tonight on the 4, the 5, the 6, the 7, the 11, what time it's on. Mm-hmm. You know what? Grow a set tonight.
Sure.
If you're out there, now who might it be? It might be Verge Jock. It might be Darcy Spencer. Mm-hmm. It might be Megan Big Tooth McGrath. I don't know. Wherever you are, whatever dumb live shot you're in front of a Rite Aid where you're trying to be showing people that it's awful outside, have the guts to look at the camera and have yourself a Bruce Almighty moment. I'm sorry to keep going back to that movie.
Stand out there in your boots, your galoshes, and say, why am I out here? This is doing no good.
And then do just like Bruce Almighty did. Mm-hmm. Just flip out.
Yeah.
I just be flip out like Jim Carrey.
They've got me with the special truck out here in 2 inches of snow for no reason. When I could be in some cafeteria somewhere checking the iced tea for E. coli.
Furthermore, I should be the anchor. Everyone knows J.C. is a cow.
Oh, I want my weatherman to be Mark Addy.
Okay. You win.
All right.
You win today.
We've got to change the mood.
Oh, no. Oh, it's game time again.
Let's play the game.
Get ready. But first, we have listeners in West Virginia. Is that possible?
West Virginia.
Here is Jamie.
The first time that Big Otto stood up today.
Not on my show. Hi. Hello, Jamie.
What's going on, guys? I'm in ye old panhandle, and it's
pretty much I'm seeing the grass too. So where they're getting this 12 inches from, I don't know.
Hmm. All right, so even in the panhandle.
Okay, yeah, thank you. They don't know what they're talking about.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
See you later.
Good day.
Hold on. Now, we're trying to do something here, but here's an update from, it says, Green Bay, where we're still not here. Here's Troy. Hello, Troy.
Gentlemen, I miss you.
Yeah, same here, Troy. What's
up? You know, well, let's see. Tuesday, I think it was, middle of your show, they took you off.
Correct.
Went right into some, I don't know what, sports nonsense. But since then, something quite unexpected has been happening.
What's that?
On their local shows, they've been constantly disturbed by your grassroots followers.
Oh, a few phone calls, eh?
Yeah, a lot of phone calls. Every trivia question, everything. The answer is Don and Mike.
God bless them. God bless them.
This morning, the guy was looking for, like, I don't know, he's an idiot. He's looking for World War II memorabilia. Everybody calling up. Well, I know where you can find that. Oh, where? Well, Don and Mike website, they have it.
Hey, good for you, Green Bay.
That's great.
So I'm just calling today to tell you guys we're not giving up.
All right, thank you.
I hope we get it back on there.
Wouldn't that be
really
something? Do.
Take care.
Thank you, Troy. See you later. Okay, now.
Yes. That's the mood elevator right there.
Sure is.
Here we go. Are you ready for this edition, Mike?
Yeah,
this was,
I guess.
This was crafted with you in mind now.
Okay, this is the one for me. Yeah.
This is not, and I won't play them today, this is not Solidarity. This is not Super Sweet Grunner. This is not All or Nothing. It's not Black History Grunner. It's not 1 in 4. Not My Three Grunners. Not the Comedy Chronology. Not playing the percentages. And it's not the one that broke yesterday, finally, The Intruder.
The Intruder.
Today, it's
Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
<My boy. laughs> Thanks, Johnny.
This is an exciting game because it involves not only you,
all right,
but it involves Buzz.
Okay. Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
I do.
Now, my this boy. Is how it works. Oh, sorry.
Hi, John.
This is how it works. Don will read all four groaners.
All right.
Whether or not I wrote them or the service wrote them,
okay,
this doesn't matter.
You're
don't even
today.
Think about it.
Doesn't all right, matter.
All
right.
After all four of them are read, now, please don't answer prematurely. What
okay.
you have to do is select in your head
yes.
your least favorite groaner.
Okay. Easy to do.
He loves rules, doesn't
will it
he?
Be easy
now,
to do.
Then Don will hand you the ballot.
Oh, good, a ballot.
Then the ballot has the groaners on. You will mark with
Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
And you will mark with a check.
Yeah, now, don't interrupt him when he says, hi, Mike. You've done it three times now.
I forget.
Because, yeah. Big Auto, what you want to do here is you're obsessing over these rules.
That's true, because the rules
you're
are very impulsive.
Guys,
about
guys, we're ruining the mood. We're playing this great contest music. Let's just play.
Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
And?
Hi, Mike.
Thank you. Now, after you mark your least favorite groaner with a check mark, you fold the ballot and give it back to Don.
What?
Now, this is when Buzz chooses what he thinks is your least favorite groaner.
I what the ballot?
You mark it with a check mark.
And did you say something like you fold the ballot?
You
something?
Fold the ballot.
Fold it.
Fold.
Fold
and
it.
Then
F-O-L-D.
Give it, you submit it to Don.
Have, all right. it, have it again.
You lock your answer in.
Okay.
Then Buzz chooses.
Oh, God.
And if he gets it right, you both win.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
That, well, I think we got
to Michael Mara hates the groaners.
And I hope everyone...
You did it again, boy.
I can't believe. I was there when he recorded
again.
I'm disappointed in myself.
He's excited.
Here they are.
Makes two of us.
All right, Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
All right, I'm ready.
What board game features a morbidly obese Canadian comic?
Which board game?
John Candyland. That was, come on, that one made me laugh. You
yes.
can admit it, that
yeah.
wasn't funny.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, absolutely, but I don't want, but hey,
no,
I'm playing a game here, so I can't
hand.
Tip my hand.
Ah, see, and now you're into it because you're a part of the game.
I'm into it because the first groaner was, okay.
Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
Wow, see, I'm, hi, Mike.
That's a contradiction.
What Barney Miller star lives at an Asian temple?
Which one?
Abe Pagoda. What is Werner Klemperer's favorite rock band?
Which one?
Clink 182. And what TV drama is number one at Christmas time?
Excuse me. Oh. Chocolate cake. Which one?
La 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 and order.
Is that it?
That's all four. Now you can
hey
give
him. Now.
You, no, you have, no, you have to give him his ballot.
Oh, Jesus. This is, what?
Here's
Mike, your ballot.
Please,
now,
please,
hold on. Point of
order, gentlemen.
Yes.
Every day when we do these games,
yeah,
the game takes place after I say, hey, now.
Mike O'Mara Hates the Groaners.
But we can't go to that phase until you put in your
you
ballot.
You talk over the high
ballot.
Mike, would you please read? Hold on. Would you please read to the audience what's on the ballot?
Mike O'Mara hates the Groner's official ballot. 24 February 2005.
Okay.
Instructions. Carefully listen. As Don reads all four Groners, do not select prematurely. Please use a check mark to indicate your least favorite Groner, then fold the ballot and submit it to Don. At that time, Buzz will try to guess which Groner Mike selected. If he matches both of you win. Home listeners are also invited to try to guess, like Mike.
Good.
Good luck and have fun. You want me to read all the Groners?
Just the punchlines, Mike.
All right, we have John Candyland.
Yes.
Abe Pagoda.
Right.
Clink 182.
Yes.
And fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la, Law and Order.
Now what you have to do...
Mike O'Mara hates the Groners. Hi, Mike.
What you have to do is fill out your ballot.
And lock in his answer.
He's shielding his ballot so no one can see.
And that's how we play.
I'm going to lock
Mike
in your
O'Mara
head.
Mike O'Mara hates the Groner.
Hi, Mike.
Hey,
hi,
now.
Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, now.
No, it didn't.
No, now he can hey now because the guests will happen after the show.
All right. You control the show.
But I'm not sure exactly how to play this game.
Well, he's locked in his answer, so now we can move on.
Oh, I see. He's actually, I see what he's doing.
He says, hey, now, you start the music.
I was just looking at his ballot.
Yeah.
He actually checked something.
Well, I was supposed to.
I know you were.
Mike O'Mara hates the Groners.
I'm not saying hey now again.
Hi, Mike.
Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
Okay, now Buzz.
Yes.
In
here. I don't know. What's the question? I don't know. What's
the question is,
Mike, what is my least favorite Groner?
And the answer is,
what?
Number four, follow Law and Order.
All right, let me go to Mike's ballot. Home listeners are invited to guess like Mike. And, oh yes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hey, my man.
We win.
My man, Buzz.
We win.
There you go.
Absolutely.
What do we win?
Another episode of This Tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, come on, guys. You know the truth about our show.
You know, when you have an ensemble show, somebody's always the spark plug. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Mike O'Mara hates the Groner.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
All right, let's get it.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi. One true enemy. Himself. And that faith. A man of faith. And a soul torn apart. View description advised.
How have you been?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
That killed.
You know what? Better game tomorrow.
Don't I know it?
Impossible.
Oh, all I gotta do is
true.
All I gotta do is be told exactly how we're playing.
There you go.
I mean, I kind of roughly knew Mike O'Mara hates the Groners.
Sure.
Hi, Mike.
Great. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rain Snowline and all the ships at sea. You can expect 4 to 6 inches of accumulation of funny business.
Right.
With Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello.
All right, hi there.
Hello.
Hi there, John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Jerry.
Hello.
Everybody, hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday.
Wednesday.
Tuesday. Sunday. 28-47.
Yeah.
2028.
I'm not on high bus Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
We figured that's the best way to get the phones going at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Throw them all out there. Hey, you guys said the wrong thing.
Happy Twern Day.
What is it?
Twern Day.
Twern Day.
Because I figure at some point in the future, we'll expand the week. You know, we'll, at some point in the future, we will not embrace the calendar that we do now.
Do you think...
I just want to start making up days as long as we're not going to really say that it's February 24th, mm-hmm. 2005.
So you think that futuristically there's going to be an actual modification of the days of the week?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
The days of our lives.
That'll be fun. So go the days of our lives, like sands through the hourglass.
It's Don and Mike, and we... we are retarded, and it's our show, and it's the 24th, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636, from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067, and D.C., 202-432-1067. If you're lucky enough to be listening to the greatest radio station, that's at 1067 right now, WJFK. Here is Jeff. Let's start with the snow. We started on that before Mike Hates the Groaners. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
I only said that because that's what the guy said.
The Groaner thing.
On the title. Title.
Mike O'Meara hates the Groaners.
See, and Rob always talks.
Hi, Mike.
Right.
But you don't, and I appreciate that.
Well, I think the hi, Mike is the highlight of
Thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Punchline.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Jeff, what do you want?
Yeah, check this out. I saw a news report today on the snow. This guy was out in the snow, right? I don't even know if it was a Baltimore or Washington news report. I don't know. But he had like a 4-foot-tall, like, snow measuring stick, right? And he was crouching down and pointing at the snow, and the stick was like a foot above his head, taller than he was, and he was pointing down at the ground going, I think we have 1.5, maybe 2 inches.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
They got hyped about this one because it's been a long winter without much weather, and people, at least in our area, because apologies to anybody out in California, but you know, it's insane because they just...
Well, hold on, Mike. Yes. Hold on. Listen, California, we all know that that's God's revenge.
Yes.
Listen, that is simply...
Right.
That's not like a snowstorm. I mean, what do you people in California think? You're going to get the good life forever living out there. There's a price to pay for living in paradise. And,
sure.
And that price is every once in a while, half of your state falls into the ocean.
I think I'll go out for a swim in the pool.
Well, you know, I watch the L.A. stations on the satellite, and even with all that, they don't panic.
No.
Like, people panic here about 2 goddamn inches of snow.
They are so much more matter-of-fact. And, because, you know, frankly, they do. They get a lot more with the brush fire. And the mudslides. They probably are used to these.
And I want to tell you, TV stations here in D.C., you're crying wolf one too many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, the time that... You ever see the movie Mars Attacks?
Yes.
Okay. Well, when they finally get here,
right,
and you come on TV and you say, tonight on Fox 5, the aliens have arrived... You're going to catch me at the time where it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right. They are going to hype this snow. They're going to say, hey, we're really going to get slammed. People are going to blow it off, and then we're going to get really slammed.
And, Mike, they've already set up when the next storm is.
Oh, Monday?
Monday.
Yeah, Monday they're already talking about
Monday.
That.
And, you know, just in case you thought that maybe this wasn't the storm that we had promised, and they don't say that, but they allude to it. If you're a snow lover and you didn't live in one of the communities that got a lot of snow, we got a good chance, but we'll tell you about it later in the broadcast. JC.
So helpful to the community, because really, if you're worried about the shelves being emptied of viable products for everybody, why don't you take a camera crew and show people taking the last things off? That's the best way to get even more people into a grocery store.
Create demand, yeah.
It sucks.
I hate it. I'm mad
about it.
We joke about it, but I'm legitimately...
I'm pissed, too.
...fed up. I really am.
I think that I can only speak for myself. I have no one to blame but myself. I get wound up in it. I knew yesterday it wasn't going to be a blizzard, not because I know anything about the weather.
You just sensed it.
I'm playing the odds.
Right.
They're always wrong about the weather. So here's my problem and why I feel personally involved. Because on one hand, God, it's a vicious cycle. They're full of crap, and I scream about them, but I love watching them, and I love watching them screw up the forecast. But the problem is, even when I doubt them, I still think that there's a percentage of a small chance that they'll be right.
Yes.
And because I like snow, and I like the thought of a blizzard and stuff, it's goddamn sick. Do you know what time I woke up this morning?
What time?
4 a.m. You know why?
I wasn't far behind you.
You know why?
Believe it or not, I wasn't far behind you.
I was up at 4.
Because I'm like a kid. Because I think, I get up and I turn out the lights outside so that we get the lights going outside to see if the snow's, and I'm up at 4, and it's like, I woke up 4, and I went, they're always wrong. And I go back, and I lay down, and I can't go back to sleep.
Sure.
It's like 5:15, and I get up, and then I turn the lights on, and you know what? Hey, now, hold on.
They're flakes.
Little snow coming down. I think I might as well go down, get the coffee going, and then that's when the moronic thoughts come through my mind. It's like I'm feeding the dogs this morning, and I'm looking in the pantry going, should I go to the store?
Now,
now, listen, I'm telling you, I'm just telling you from my soul, this is how I react to it. And this is why I'm mad, because it's like they're promising Santa.
Sure.
And I get up on Christmas morning, and I get up way early, and I come downstairs,
right.
And it's Billy Bob, it's bad Santa, it's not fat, good Santa.
No, and listen, I know that we slam meteorologists all the time.
And goddamn right,
now, hold on.
Spineless creatures.
They are part of the conspiracy, but that is what they are. They are a part of it because they're part of this local news. These forecasts, if you want to really, you know, literally interpret every forecast that was given, we've had worse forecasts before. What we have not had, which is the trend now, is this trend of hyping the forecast.
Snow Patrol.
Making it seem more than it is.
We're on Snow Patrol tonight. Winter weather, Mother Nature coming back.
Yeah.
Yes. And
incredible.
And why is it? If I want to watch Good Morning America, okay, and not that I do, but let's say I want to watch Good Morning America.
Pretend.
How come when we get an inch of snow, the show Good Morning America is a quarter of an inch on the screen, and for three quarters of the screen,
true.
I got like some bad video image of a snowflake coming down. Looks like a retarded kid did it on his computer.
Exactly.
And I've got the same five school districts over and over that there's no school.
And the schools also. You got to slam the schools a little bit because they don't get it either.
But here's the thing. Here's their out. They say, we're only going on what the people tell us.
Well, right?
They tell us it's a storm at a century.
They've done it before where they haven't called school, and then, you know, then the storm really does come and they get in trouble, so they got to err on the side of caution.
The schools are nervous because when the roads get slippery, it's hard for the bus drivers to talk on their cell phone.
There was a wreck the other day. And you think we're pissed. Imagine this. Imagine you're a mom, you know, and maybe today was your day off and your kids normally go to school, you know, and dad leaves the house. You know, I'm thinking about those moms out there.
Yeah.
You know, you're stuck at home with all the bastards, you know.
Right.
I know you love your kids, but on a snowy day, when there is no snow and your kids don't have to go to school.
And we're not talking about no snow. What we're talking about really is snow accumulating on the major roadways, which literally there was the major roadways,
none.
There was nothing.
None.
I mean,
none.
Nothing. There was not even, you know, was there a little slush after a certain point?
Maybe.
But that was it. And they were talking like we were going to be, and here's what they love to say, digging out. Digging out. You know,
digging
will
out.
It be a broom or a shovel?
Boom. Now listen, any one of these guys, and I include Sue Palke in that, any one of these men that would like to call today,
yeah,
our lines are open. If you want to do a mea culpa, today would be the perfect day for this.
I would love to talk to a meteorologist like a Topper and ask him, Topper, don't you think, because I'm not going to put the blame on Topper, Topper's forecast altogether untrue.
Can I just tell you something about Channel 9?
Yeah.
I was watching them at noon today, and this is where the weather guys all get aroused. Like, they've all taken Viagra because they're so happy that it's doing anything, and they've said it's going to do something.
They've kind of gotten their forecast right.
So what they're doing now is when they're going tag team, where they've got, like, Tony Pan with Topper Shut, and Tony Pan, kiss ass, he's the weekend weather guy, he says, so we're getting a wintry mix, but some areas are getting hit. Let's go back over to the chief to find out about that.
Oh,
you know, nice. Chief meteorologist, and he calls him chief like five or six times. Why not just put your nose all the way up his butt?
Sure.
Did you hear what he called him when he didn't call him chief?
What?
Top.
Top.
What do you say, Top?
Top.
Let's go to Tony. Thanks, Top.
But Topper is, first of all, a guy that hates it when we do this kind of talk. He hates it when we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd like to ask Topper, look, you got the forecast reasonably correct. You really did. What you didn't get correct.
I disagree. Yesterday, we were listening to Howard Bernstein and Topper Shutt live on our show at 5 o'clock, and they were the ones saying 5 to 7, 5 to 8 inches. This is the one we feel certain about this storm.
Right.
The percentages are in our favor.
But here's the deal.
It's going to be a snow event.
We did get about 3 to 6 inches of snow.
No, okay. Let's get Joe outside right now.
Well, we did. I mean, we did get 3. I mean, I know we got 3 to 4 out where I live. I mean,
God damn it, come to my backyard. I swear to God, an inch and a half. And if we go outside right now, Joe, who's on the phone?
No.
Here he comes.
Oh, here's Joe now.
I'm calling you, but your line's busy. Oh. I'm not calling your cell, dummy. I'm calling your phone back there.
I was going to say, it's not ringing.
Would you run outside and give us a call, please?
Yes, I will.
The spot, I guess, would be, how about where we normally have events out there?
Yes, that would be fine.
Take your four-foot ruler.
I don't think we got 3 inches out here.
You don't?
No.
Well, they said 2 inches in Fairfax. I heard that before.
That's a lot
of snow,
though.
Mess that up. That, technically, they are wrong about Fairfax.
All right, and Joe, please.
See, they cover their ass.
Take your time.
You know, this big, wide swath.
And, Mike, I've lived in Washington almost all my life, and you have, too.
But no matter,
have you ever heard of Chesapeake Beach?
No.
Me either.
No. Yeah, I think Chesapeake Beach is way down southern Maryland.
But they love saying that, hey.
Yeah, they say Chesapeake
Beach got like eight inches of snow.
Wow.
I'm watching the TV saying, well, no wonder. Yeah, it's nowhere I've ever been before.
That's right. Okay. Nowhere near here.
Okay, hello? Who's
this?
Oh, hi, Beth Ann.
Hey.
Oh, hold on, please.
It rang back.
I think that's Joe on the other line. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Joe.
Hey.
Joe outside Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters in Toothless Fairfax. Joe with the ruler. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, let her rip. Can you see him from where you are, Mike?
No, but I trust him.
All right, go, Joe.
Here we go.
Do it. Make it happen.
15 feet.
Oh, come on, you moron.
Oh, 3 inches and 3 quarters.
3 3/4 inches. He's measuring in the grass?
3 3/4
yeah.
inches.
Now, Joe, try it on a hard surface someplace if you can find a snow accumulator.
Yeah, it'll be closer to 2 inches.
Try it on the sidewalk. Tell me what the accumulation is on the sidewalk.
Nothing on the sidewalk.
I know, Buzz.
3/8. 3/8 of an inch.
There you go.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
All right, so I was wrong. We did get more than 3 inches. It doesn't look like it outside.
But
sorry about that.
In every area, including my area, where I got probably more than you did, it just didn't amount to any problem.
Yeah, no problem.
And they turned it into this major disaster. The fact of the matter was temperatures were so warm last night that when the snow was going to hit, most of it was going to melt, and it was going to do that for quite some time.
The slippery conditions, one Bob Ryan forecast for 6 a.m., didn't come till about 11:30 this
right,
morning.
Exactly.
So, Joe, you're telling me out there that's what? What is it out there?
3 3/4 in the grass and 3/8 on the sidewalk.
So you got to make that average, and
boy, I hate losing that.
Well, you were never going to win that bet. You weren't going to win the snow bet.
I'm looking outside. That doesn't look. Maybe I got 3 inches at my house then.
Yeah. Probably in some areas.
If that's 3 inches, what we got outside? I mean, it's all packed down and watery. And
they said Fairfax was 2. You usually get close to what Fairfax gets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a little bit more.
Are you still on the telephone, Joe?
Yeah.
Where are you at now?
I'm walking in the call screen.
You gonna check the building and see if anybody's here?
All right.
You might want to be the town crier and tell everybody that the building is closed.
They get the building is closed.
Hear ye.
The building is closed.
There you go.
Thank you,
Jack,
Joe.
Julie, new sales guy won't be here in 3 months. Go home. Michelle, you have a baby. Go home.
Yeah. Michelle's here?
Of course she is.
Yes, she is.
Joe, she lives here, Mike. All right, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Okay, goodbye. Ardinger out.
Good day, Ardinger out.
Right, bye.
Don, don't let the snow totals affect your attitude about the conspiracy. It's the conspiracy of overhyping whatever we get.
You're right.
I think if we talk to Topper, Topper would maybe be a little more forthcoming because we wouldn't be attacking him personally.
Any of them. Any of you schmucks out there. Topper, Burger Jeff, Joe Witte, Doug Hill, Clay Anderson, the big Amazon woman on Channel 9 in the morning. How about Pudgy Brian Vandergraff from Channel 7?
A legitimate question to one of these meteorologists would be,
do you sleep at night, you bastard?
Do your news directors ever come to you and say, hey, listen, can we punch up the dialogue a little bit?
Now, they won't throw the news director under the bus.
No, they probably wouldn't, but I think that they want to make sure that this thing appears to be a lot more than it is, because if it is, they're going to watch it 4, 5, 6, and 11. They're going to watch all the local newscasts, and that's the way it's going to
work. They screw up our life, so screw them and their families. Now, now let's talk about the game. last night, American Idol. We're going to have the losers on here in a second. The show is great. We'll talk about that in depth. It's great because it's so cool, but something that happened, I think they ran it in last night's show, and if not the night before, that I have wanted to talk about is that Wendy's commercial with Darius Rucker. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have.
Now,
I love it.
Okay, I got a bunch of thoughts on that.
Well, it's not exactly like they're not hitting you over the head with it.
First off,
you like that ranch dressing?
First off, how far... I know, Mike. I know. In some ways.
Oh.
I know. It's phallic, isn't it?
Oh, you think?
Because they have a woman with a big, gigantic spoon, and she's manipulating the spoon.
She's not. They're sampling the ranch dressing.
But let's talk about Darius Rucker, though.
Yes.
Wearing the ridiculous, like, who is the cowboy in Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Cowboy Carl.
It was Lawrence Fishburne, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
Okay, so he's wearing like a ridiculous Tex Avery type outfit.
Right.
And, you know, looks, just to my eyes, as Uncle Tommy as you could possibly
get. But it's not. You see, it's the opposite. It's like, the commercial is so totally jive.
But okay.
It's not like he's doing it to be a family man. That's a Dirty Birdie commercial right there.
Oh, see, I disagree. I think it's an obnoxious commercial.
Right.
I think he comes off as an Uncle Tom, and
it makes me wonder
how far down. Anyway, if you think it's great, and I don't, that's subjective. Will you agree, though, that Darius Rucker has taken quite a tumble if he's in a Wendy's commercial where he's wearing a gay cowboy outfit?
But it's the jiveness of the commercial. It's if he was coming out in any way, he was trying to appear legit.
Serious, yeah.
He's not. It's totally jive, and it's very dirty. It is a campy, dirty commercial.
I've never caught that angle.
Really?
I just look at it. Hello there.
With the girl. Oh, no.
This is Darius Rucker. He doesn't say who he is.
No.
It looks very out of place right in a cowboy suit.
It's a weird commercial.
And he's got a...
You know what? That commercial's like an acid trip is what that
commercial is. Yeah, he's got like a weird smile on his face.
That's kind of like the hello, kind of fun. It's like, I'm dressed up in this outfit, but it's not really me.
All the milking maids have their outfits on, too.
Those kind of commercials always look like Carmen Electra's in there, even if she isn't.
She's not,
She belongs in that commercial. She really does. You know, and the girls, like on the seesaw, you know.
See, I'm not paid. I just...
There's a long and a short version of it.
I get on Darius Rucker, and that's when I go, whoa, man, what happened? It was like, I only want to be with you, and then playing a Tiger Woods wedding, and now...
No, it's definitely a spoof-type commercial.
Well, if that's the case, he's getting bad advice.
He had vanished completely, so this is a comeback for him.
No, you know what it is?
A comeback.
He is now the equivalent of that lady with the big hairy carry glasses in the Old Navy commercials.
You could be right about that. You know, at his stage, with the music drying up, it might be a good career for him.
He's like Morgan Fairchild.
Right.
Losers that do those Old Navy commercials.
To a certain extent. I think you're absolutely right. I wouldn't doubt by the look of that commercial that might have a similar producer.
Mm.
That might be the same production company that does that. But the one thing I noticed was, you know, maybe it's me, but it seemed to be a Dirty Birdie commercial.
Maybe they'll run it again. Well, I'm going to say, of course they'll run it again. I'll see it. Maybe.
Do you know?
I'll look at that aspect. If you'll look at my aspect.
I will.
Mike, for one time, try to think of things as I do from a black perspective. You know, try to get some soul.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
You know, I sometimes sleep at night and I wish that I could get the clarity that you and Big Otto share. But
Hold on. Don't bring Otto into this. This is my thought, not Otto's thought.
Yes, but I'm sure he'd agree with you. You know, that's the way that normally works on this show.
How do you weigh on a commercial?
Big Otto, what are your thoughts?
I think it's wonderful.
There he is. You know, what's the movie, The Three Amigos? You know, when they're all and they have all the animals that are coming out.
I know.
And it's just totally jive, and it's just it's a goof.
Well, not a great move.
The gayest commercial on TV right now has to be the commercial for brush strips with the Broadway show Dancing. Have you seen the brush strips commercial?
Yeah, I'll tell
I haven't
you
wh- seen that one.
I'll tell you why that bothers me. Not because of the commercial, but because of the product. I can't imagine that you're going to open up this little tin, put
in
essence,
in a restaurant,
is like a condom on
pretty
your finger,
right?
And then you're going to rub it all over your teeth, and they go, now kiss me.
But it's textured for your
pleasure. I don't think so.
Yeah, but it doesn't take care of that between your teeth, so.
No, you know what's best for that? Good old index card.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Business
man,
card,
a little
MacBook.
Pack of Equal. Well, in a pinch, Mike.
Absolutely.
Hey, Everett, you know a great thing that I always get mad at, but every once in a while it's a lifesaver? When you get a magazine and it's got those 8,000 cards in it, like, saying subscribe here.
Yep. Absolutely.
But it's great. You're having a steak. Read the magazine.
Yep.
Go to that magazine. You pull out that card, and you work on that one card. Go, then you get that piece of gristle out, and... You go, wow,
and
great
really,
card.
And quality business cards from people you're never going to call.
All right.
Yeah.
Those come in handy,
I find
too.
The sugar packets, like the Equal packets, too frail, too thin and papery. They dissolve.
Most of the times
they need something stouter like a business card or a subscription
card.
But
Buzz, those little sugar packets, that's why you fold them. You fold them and then you get the little corner.
Brilliant. Yeah, but what's really bad is if you're using a subscription card and it rips and then you're left with a piece of cardboard.
Oh, and that can happen too.
I've done it.
You ever do that where you're trying to really dig something out and you get the whole cardboard stuck in there?
Yeah.
You get a stiffer card. And then it's just maddening, and you're driving around like a dog.
I'm going after stuff like with a Swiss Army knife. Now, keep in mind that I will be sitting at my desk at home, just doing some work, watching TV, have something in my teeth. Now, I could walk upstairs, take me 15 seconds, walk upstairs, where I've only got like a million of those floss things.
Right, right.
Okay, but what I'll do is I'll just
get them for free here.
I'll just sit there and pull out the Swiss Army knife, and that is real good, real good for my dental hygiene.
It isn't really.
Just you're right, Buzz. I'm being facetious. I just go in there, go like,
You see, certain Swiss Army knives, Don, think of you first.
Yeah, they come with a plastic.
They actually come with.
Mike, see, I've got that in mind.
And that is so sanitary.
Well, it's just me.
I've got that. See, in Mike's
Swiss, you buy your knife used.
In Mike's Swiss Army knife
gums, it's not like my gums give way or anything like that.
It comes with like a little metal toothpick, like a little plastic metal type toothpick. I've got that too, but I found that, Mike, that just doesn't dig enough out.
Yep. It's not thin enough in many cases to get it out.
But a lot of times, if you go to the right blade on your Swiss Army knife, you get something that's
like
just
scratch
so. Yeah, just so, and it gets right in there and just pulls that piece.
That's really taking a chance, though, of, you know, if you really do slip with that, you know, you cut up right into your brain.
Well, you know, if you're like me and you really don't care about your teeth, if you realize that eventually
they're going
to be yanked anyway, I'm going to get a nice new set eventually, no matter how much I brush or floss.
That'll be nice.
What the hell?
Is this the blade you'd be using right here, this one?
Mike, that's it.
The one-inch blade.
That's the little, now look at that. You're doing it right now. You're cleaning your teeth with your Swiss Army knife.
That's not the one.
Oh, I've cut my lip.
Yeah.
You taste covered.
Liar. Liar.
But isn't it going to be great someday we'll all just be able to soak our teeth?
Hello?
Does yours have the tweezers?
Yes, it does.
Is that great?
Mine also has the a cigar cutter on it.
Oh, really?
Yes, it does. Hello, Mike?
Yeah, it's a Burger King commercial, and I love that commercial.
It ain't Wendy's, it's Burger King?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's working great.
It's dirty, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dirty. That's why I like it.
Yeah, let me talk to a brother out there. Let's get a brother's perspective on this. Not a chance. Hello, Franco. Like Franco's going to be a brother.
You never know.
Hello, Franco.
No, it's not. Yeah, I'm not a brother, Don.
Right.
But you know, when I saw that commercial, the fact that it's Burger King makes it even worse, because Wendy's would have been a little bit classier, but Rucker has just fallen to incredible depth.
No. Rucker.
Comeback.
I agree with Buzz. I think it's a comeback.
Oh, I disagree.
I think it's a campy, like, really it's not like anything you've seen.
No way. You know what? He's no different than George and Wheezy now. They do those commercials for Old Navy.
Okay. When I saw that spot, I just kept screaming, where is Mark Bryan?
Hello, Kathy.
Hey there, guys. I think Mike has to be right. The first line of the stupid song they sing, which you probably didn't even listen to, is where the breasts grow on trees.
What is the first line?
Where
the breasts go on trees. He's talking about chicken. That's right, chicken ranch. Yeah. Where the breasts
That's
go
right.
on trees.
Okay. And then you've got the pails of whatever that is.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Substance. And they're doing that kind of cowboy dance, and spilling out of the bucket.
The song on the trapeze was on the Girls Gone Wild or Wild On.
Yeah. It's like a Freudian dream.
Oh, that's right. It ends with the famous Brooke Burke.
Yes,
Brooke Burke
is on E! Entertainment TV.
She's on the swing at the very end.
Mike is definitely right on this.
Listen, honey, I tell you what, Mike may be right about this, but perhaps you'll join me later today when I have my phone conversation with the NAACP about this. Thank you very much. You know, one man's pornography is another. It affects my sensibility.
I know it does.
As a black man.
I'm sorry for being so enthusiastic about the commercial. I'm terribly sorry for that. Yeah. The breasts grow on trees.
Wow. All right, that's funny.
That might have been a dream I had one time.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi there, Chris.
Hey, man, just want to tell you, I love your show. I just moved here from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, congratulations on getting out just before we were canceled.
I didn't know you guys were going to be canceled. But anyways, I just want to let you guys know, they do the same thing in Green Bay with the snowstorms. Except they call them Saskatchewan streamers or something. They got their own little name for their snowstorms. They make it a huge deal.
Listen,
and nothing happens.
You have to admit this, though. And we've all lived in the Midwest, and Mike's lived in the Northeast. We've all lived around the country.
Right.
Yeah, they get the forecast wrong, but they but in the Midwest, in the Northeast, they up in the areas that we're not in, they don't react like they
do in
D.C.
When you were in Chicago,
no, they don't act like this. No, there's no there's no closing schools for an inch of snow or anything. They
Fair enough.
They panic everybody.
When you were working in Chicago, a 3 to 4 inch snowstorm.
Nothing.
It would not even be a news story.
Barely mentioned.
See, the thing is, you can't say that though without sounding like an old man going, you know, back in my day, I had no way. But really, it was true.
But regionally, right now, today, it would be the same thing. If you got a 3 to 6 inch snowstorm, it wouldn't even be a big
kids
storm.
Kids go to school in Cook County, Illinois. That's it. You go to school.
Right. That's right.
You know, get your ass out there, Johnny. Get your ass out there.
And have one of those chicken ranch sandwiches from Burger King.
And you know the other commercial that I find disturbing for, I can't tell you why. I think it's a Lexus commercial. It's one where they have, it's about how their cars are good. The Harry Potter looking kids that are
that are in the schoolhouse,
like locked inside this evil school.
And what a nice sales appeal! It's like, hey, my kids, you know, you're gonna freeze to death in the schoolhouse.
The kids apparently are locked.
Amen.
The kids are locked in some kind of weird fun house where they're all wearing Catholic uniforms. And
they're all dressed in gray,
like goth, and it's cold. And what they say to the kids is, the snow's real bad. We don't know if your parents are going to be able to show up. And then, of course, the one soccer mom pulls up in her Lexus.
In her brand new Lexus, and the kids all look back. And then they gloat.
And the kids that are left behind are the kids like in Peter Pan, when they're like, they say, hey, don't leave us here.
They're out of this Dickens novel, looking through this frosted window, as the kid in his new shiny Lexus looks back and goes, my mom's picking me up, and you're going to freeze to death. Try the new Lexus. It'll get you through the weather.
I love it. Neil, Don and Mike. Neil.
Yeah, Don, yes. I was telling my wife last night about that Darius Rucker thing. I just can't believe it. It was just unbelievable.
It's nice to hear from another black man. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And one more call. Here's Brenda. Brenda?
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, Joe's funny sometimes. Joe, you know how you spelled your name, Brenda?
How?
B-R-E-N. D-U-H. I believe Joe is indicating that Joe doesn't think you're smart.
Brenda.
That's not right.
No, it isn't.
No,
prove him wrong.
Prove him wrong, Brenda.
Okay, now, the best thing to clean your teeth with...
Yes.
You know those little plastic things that hold the price tags on your clothes?
Oh, yeah. It's like nylon floss.
Those
are perfect. I have a little box by my bed, and even my kids save them for me.
Do you have that?
Here, Mom, here's
your bed, baby. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Okay, thanks, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Brenda. Bye-bye.
Mommy, the bedroom smells like rotten flesh.
That's fine, Joe. Ignore the call because you don't want to face the fact she was a brilliant caller.
She was. It was a very, very topical call.
Got a break. Oh, we'll get to this American Idol crap when we come right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. The jokes stop now. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Paul Revere.
Yeah.
Mark Lindsay. My dad, who's just an ass, just thought I'd mention that to you. He was such an awful father in so many ways that he didn't like the Beatles,
right.
Of course, because they were, you know, with long hair and I want to hold your hand and whatever his problem was.
Right.
The band that my dad, Sam the Ass, hated the most was Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Didn't like their Revolutionary War costumes.
Didn't like the fact that Mark Lindsay had a ponytail.
That's
what flipped my dad out.
Yeah, look at that ponytail. Yeah, what's he doing?
Mark Lindsay. I mean, come on, please. Christ, I think the only record that my father, I could ever remember him listening to and enjoying, was Camp Granada by Alan Sherman.
That's pretty hip. Hello, Mata.
Hello, Fada. Other than that, nothing from him. Ah, pox on him.
Alan Sherman, I think, was big in men of that generation. I know my father loved Alan Sherman with Hello, Mata. Camp Granada.
Even at one point,
and I remember Alan Sherman as being this Catskills, big, sweaty, but a funny guy.
I even may have had a Camp Granada board game at some point when I was a kid.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good product. I love Alan Sherman.
Oh, I love Alan Sherman.
Hold on. How would you know Really?
I've done research on the man.
I mean, you know he has. But I know you know, but I didn't mean that accusingly. Like,
no,
how
no.
do you know? I meant that...
Who told you?
Well, not who told you,
I know,
but...
I get it.
Listen, the thing is...
I don't understand how he goes back as far as he's done.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be 47 this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Alan Sherman, when my dad listened to him, I was like 5 years old. You are way younger than us. Oh, hold on. Is this the... Melinda?
Melinda, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Hold on 1 second, honey. We'll be right with you. Go ahead, Rob. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say that I came by my Alan Sherman album.
Thank you, Rob. No, I'm kidding.
Go to alansherman.com. You can see the TV commercial for your board game.
Oh, very good. Okay.
I'm a fan.
That's exciting.
Amazing.
He
is a funny boy, isn't he?
He is indeed. He's got the big brain.
Yeah.
Okay, here is Melinda.
Melinda Lira.
Hey, hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, she's the first contestant voted off the very cruel American Idol.
I wanted to reach into the TV and give you a hug last night. I felt bad for you.
We watched the show. Let's listen to a second of this, and then we want to ask you about the way they treated you. Here's Melinda last night. First contestant, voted off American Idol last night.
Janae, you are safe. Melinda, you're out. Sorry to join the instruments tonight.
Boy, what an ass way to
now,
do it.
Now, what I was asking you before, Don, have they gotten even crueler this year?
Yes,
I
believe they have.
Oh, my gosh, it's because the talent is so great, and, you know, it's just inevitable for you to, escape their criticism.
Well, but the way that they manipulate you guys this year as opposed to previous years...
I thought last night was a mind-blower at how cruel they were.
You know, listen, honey,
it was because people don't know what I'm about. People don't... they don't know at all. If you ask someone... about other contestants, they'll be like, oh yeah, that's a cool person, she was real cool, their performance, you know, in Hollywood was good, their audition was good. Nobody knows any of that about me, you know what I mean?
You know, I will say, Melinda, to you...
going into that, nobody knows my name.
Yeah. Melinda, what I will say to you is that I noticed that when they gave the microphone to you, you looked like you'd been hit by it with a 2x4, but then when you had time to sing... I think you did an even better job singing the song than you did the first time you gave it a go. Has anybody else said that to you?
I wanted to ask you also.
Yeah, they did.
Follow about that. After they call you up and they say, and it's a surprise, like, where you don't know who's going to be, they say, okay, guess what? You stink. Now, here are the guys that are going to tell you why you stink. Now, dance for us, clown.
Oh, that's going to be the toughest thing
dance
in the world.
For us. What is that like?
Well, you know, it is what it is. It was very difficult, but at that time, I actually felt more calm about it because I felt like I had nothing to lose. You know what I mean? So just belted out the way I knew how. And
do you really hate Simon?
I learned a lot. I learned something when I did that because you have to go out there like you have nothing to lose. You know what I mean? Like you're going to go out there and just rip it. You know?
Who was the other girl that was voted off last night?
Her name was Sarah Mather.
Oh, no, that girl, listen.
She just quit. She said, forget it, I'm not going to really put anything into this song.
Well, yeah, she's the one. And they got what they wanted out of her. That was
I think that's important. I think that you need to show that, you know what, you're better than this, and that you need to...
Well, that girl didn't.
Amen.
Look what you're missing.
That other girl didn't.
Exactly.
And I'm
I choked a little bit at the end. I looked a certain way, and the contestants were all looking at me, and I broke down. But,
But you belted it out. And it really, to me, I would tell everybody on that show, that when that time comes, which is probably the most difficult time for anybody, you know, you're on national TV, you're out, but sing this song first. You got to suck it up because you come off looking pretty bad if you don't do it.
Right. It's going to even look worse. Like, oh, great, she's supposed to go home. You know what I mean? I think I love people saying, you know what, this girl was good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you did.
Who was the meanest, do you think?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that last
one. Who was the meanest to you among those three? I know you want to maybe say Simon, but now that you've had a day to think about it, who do you think? You what?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Who is the meanest, really?
To me, I think, it's hard to say. I shouldn't say who's the meanest. I just think
please do.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
What do you got to lose?
Opinions vary, and that, if they need to stick with one opinion, that if they
Which one of the judges pissed?
You're awesome, and then the next day, I heard it, and it was just so
So who did that to you?
Yes.
What's that?
Who did that? Who turned around like that on you?
Who did that?
Well, Randy loved me. I'm one of Randy's. I think he wanted me to stay, so we're up to him. But, you know, he said I did a good job, and then I'm a young Kelly Clarkson. I have one of the best voices.
Yep,
he was like, oh, I heard it. And, you know,
So he would be the one. He would be the meanest.
So Randy kind of turned.
I'm just saying that, you know, I just feel that it's really not being mean. It's just that, you know, it's about
yourself in a way that you should.
You know, what I was going to notice though is your first performance, the before you had the swan song where you had to sing last night, you did come across on TV. It seemed to me that you were off key when you were singing. None of them said that to you. Randy didn't say that to you that night, and then he said it to you last night, and they both had said they went back and watched it on TV.
Oh.
And I think that's on them a little bit, to be honest with you, is to lay that on you to prep you for it a little bit when they're there and when you're singing it in front of them. They should give you that benefit, I would think.
But that's why the show's great, because mm-hmm. they're even meaner and crueler.
And they're two-faced.
And
yes, they are.
And now
they don't know what the show... I mean, honestly, it's not what it is. I think that they need to really... step back and look at it in a different way, because, you know, I mean, I'm just saying for the contestants that they need to really guard their heart and know why they're there, and, you know, maybe it's not what they think it's about.
How vapid.
Be smart about it. It's just not...
Honey.
I don't know. You just... As far as I go, I mean, I was obviously shocked because I know what
She's
I have,
purging.
And I know that...
I know she is.
But I have a special one that, you know, I really didn't give a chance...
She did some of this last night on TV, though.
And,
I mean, honey.
I mean, this isn't the end. I know that I'm gonna return with the...
Should I tell her it is the end?
You know what? This is me. And,
how old are you?
You didn't get to see me, but here I am now, you know, and it's going to even be... I feel better than what American Idol's
on. Forget it.
You know what I mean?
Melinda, how old are you?
I'm 19 years old.
You going to come back and audition again for this?
Definitely not. I think that my American Idol experience is over for me, but I think that I learned a lot. I'm taking it as, you know, as a grain of salt, and I'm just moving on. It's going to help me in my... It's helped me become a stronger person.
Okay.
It's helped me, you know, learn what this
Hooters.
Is about and kind of take it to...
be a Hooters
take
girl.
It in and say, you know, I'm going to use this for the future. I'm going to use this what I'm doing with my music.
You really would.
You know, I feel like I'm not really...
My microphone's on. She's just not listening.
What's that?
I was just saying hi.
Yeah, so will you continue to sing?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, of course.
Did she sing at Hooters?
That's not a question. You know
like
what
a
mean?
Jukebox at
I
Hooters.
I was there for the right reason. People may have not been there for
How can she
the
sing
fame
at
and the glory.
She
but
bring
you know
wings.
What? I really wanted it.
She can bring wings, wear the tight top.
Is there anything you would say to any of the judges, a farewell message to any of them?
Yeah, you know what? I really just want to... I know that
furthermore.
I know that they want
yeah, I'm
they
doing this without the mic in audition.
Singing. And, you know, I
she could be
wanted, you know,
potentially
I really
a good stripper someday.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes,
hello?
Yes, hello.
There?
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't hear that last part.
There's some interference.
Here's Melinda saying how she felt last night.
Okay.
On American Idol. She got a little pissed.
I didn't get a lot of exposure that I thought in the beginning I should have had. You know, people early in the competition, they gain favorites and people that, you know, they see and, you know, I hadn't gotten shown. And I just felt that, I mean, that it was kind of against me.
Yes. Now, do you have a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend, yes.
You do, and did you? Was he able to console you?
Oh, my gosh, dude. Like, seriously,
dude.
He's like the one person, guy or girl, that I would want. Seriously, here with me right now, because he's awesome. He really has great things to say that mean something to me, and that... You know, if anything, he's into music as well, so I respect his opinion
right.
about
and
a lot.
You could get him free food at Hooters.
All right, he's there with you now.
Yeah, he is.
Comforting
I mean, I'm
you?
Going. I'm on my way. You know, I've left everything right now, but yeah, my family's being there for me more than I even.
Good for you, Melinda.
Thank
That's
you.
A good experience.
Melinda, thank you for being on the show.
And
no
good
problem.
Luck in your
I'm
future
glad
travels.
I got to hear what I had to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. That's right.
You take care. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You'll be seeing me again, I promise.
Good, Melinda.
Oh, I know I will. Yeah, I love those wings.
All right. All right.
Thanks, Melinda.
Bye, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You just couldn't help yourself, could you? You want a taste of that American. You want to
yeah.
be up there.
Wanna
you
be the cruel
so
guy.
Want to be up there just saying, you know, you're never going to amount to anything.
Well, come on. Listen to her go on and on.
Yeah,
I did want to say to her, really, what were you, honey, back to your career in science. You know, I mean, come on. Well, like, because I was like the one that like, but
Don, the dream's just been shattered. You know.
You know what she is? She has the potential if she got some work done, maybe to be a high class call girl.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Good mom.
Who can sing?
And I'll say this, her eyes are not crossed.
No.
No, just too far apart.
Have you determined any eyes that have been crossed in the competition so far, men or women?
I think that the other girl who lost last night might flirt with it.
Oh, no, and the other girl's cute. The other girl also really would have a future in porn. The girl that could not,
oh, yes,
could not sing.
Yes,
she
yes,
was
more than anybody else.
Easy on the eyes.
But I will start focusing on the eyes. I'll find you someone crossed.
My money is on the one that Simon says is going to be the blonde country girl. I think Simon says.
Yeah. Is there a night on television now that there isn't either American Idol, CSI, or Law & Order? I mean, it seems like there's some combination.
You're complaining about that, Buzz?
I'm just asking. I mean,
I don't believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, let's not forget Survivor Palau.
Palau.
That's just one night, or have they expanded that, too?
No, it's just one, but I'm. They better get me tonight. If they don't get me tonight, they don't got me.
Let us know.
You know what else they do a lot, which used to annoy people, but I guess now we don't care because all shows on TV are crap.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a good show, like my wife watches that show Medium.
Yeah, with, I like that.
Hey, speaking of hitting the Walmart, what's her name? Who's the star of that show?
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah. Ooh. Boy, looks like Don Imus with boobs.
Yeah. Not all that pretty, but a good
anyway,
show.
Anyway, that show
stupid idiot.
That show does a pretty good number on Monday night.
Yeah,
but what they do then is like they show the same episode on Thursday night, then they show it again on Saturday night.
That's a little overkill.
Yeah, because it's I guess it's on against good shows on one night, and they try to find a crappy night.
You know who one of the executive producers of that show is? Kelsey Grammer, who apparently cannot stay away from television since Frasier. He's got a couple of series he's working on for CBS. He's got the Medium show on NBC, and now I hear he's doing a show for Fox called The Sketch Show. So the guy's all over the place.
Is that like a Drew
Carey? He's not going away.
Whose line is this anyway?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yuck.
I think he's also doing a reality show about IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, that's a public service.
My wife, Camille.
I'd like to talk to you about something that's very, very painful.
Today. Now, the TARD guy's not till next hour, right?
Right.
Remember about, 4 months ago, there was a TV special, How's Your News?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the retarded kids.
Yeah.
Like talking to Al Franken.
We had them at the Democratic National Convention.
And Tim Russert, yes. The guy from that organization.
Oh, good,
is
going to
be coming on the show today.
Well, show, is that a regular show on or is it just specials?
It's specials.
It's a very special special.
I was doing that the other day.
Special bus.
That was the guy who's got ball and boo. That's the guy that I want to ask about.
What I want to ask about was when Tim Russert, when the retarded kid comes up to Tim Russert to interview him.
Tim Russert gave him a total blow off.
Hey, there's Bob Schieffer.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to the director of How's Your News, and also down the road, he's going to be sending us some outtakes and other features they've done.
Okay. So that's
nice.
The guy I want to ask.
Outtakes.
The guys that I want to ask about are bald.
Here's why I bring this up. I need some feedback from you fellas. We have a trip today to Florida. Thank you, BA, for the wonderful color and just the beautiful capacity
done.
Of
Lovely.
These cards that she writes out. DeltaVacations.com, FLA all the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip to Fort Myers with round-trip airfare, Avis rental car, hotel accommodations. We're going to do Make Us Laugh today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do it.
All right.
Here's the thing. We can do it now.
Yeah.
We can do it in the break after we have the retarded guy on. The guy is not really retarded. The guy is...
The guy that runs the organization.
The guy that runs How's
right.
Your News.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you know, we're set for laughs.
Yes, we are.
It's just, we could have... I think, frankly, we
do it after the segment with the interview
if
first. Is he going to provide us with any tapes?
Well, we have the tapes already.
We have... Okay, yeah, we'll be ready to laugh.
Yeah.
Well...
You think we're gonna shoot the whole thing?
It's no skin off my nose. I know that you are more sensitive to these topics than I am.
Yes.
I'm not afraid. Listen, I know our audience.
Yeah. Don, thank you. I think we should do it before.
If we do 20 minutes.
Yeah, should do it
that
before.
Guy, you know what every joke is going to be?
Yeah,
I
know.
The kind of...
Thank you for the warning.
Well, I thought you wanted that.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Okay.
No.
Maybe I do a little bit.
Whatever I want, I'm not going to get anyway.
All right, now hold on. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Not with the sir crap. How about it? You want to do it now? Let's just do it now.
But here's the deal. There's always the chance that we will not get a winner.
And there's a good chance we won't get a winner.
Continue it after. And then we continue it after them. Whatever we get.
Although, if anybody out there has got half a brain, speaking of being retarded, this is... They haven't already figured out the undercurrent of this conversation.
I understand they have.
All I know is I'm ready to laugh, Franks and Beans.
Right, absolutely.
But the game is make us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Mike, 877-365-3636. We take unscreened calls. They don't necessarily have to be jokes.
No, they can be scenarios. They can be a statement. They can be anything you want.
You can be like Jerry Seinfeld and try to be an observational comedian. You can,
sure.
Make
like Gallagher.
How'd that work out for you?
Just super.
Listen, the prize, as I mentioned, is a great vacation from Delta. Round trip air, Avis rental car, hotel accommodations, the beautiful Fort Myers, Florida.
Wow.
Mike's holding up the picture. Can we put that on the website?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
A picture that he had taken with Gally. Is that for the restaurant?
Yeah. No, I actually have one for the restaurant, so no problem.
That's a picture of Mike with Gallagher. With
is that a good picture of me? I didn't like that hair that day. I was having a really good hair day.
I'm not looking at you. I'm looking
Don't
at
I look
you.
Like I could have been at the Democratic National Convention?
The look on the look on your face indicates that Gallagher has just had relations with you using the sledgehammer. I mean,
how about the look on Gallagher's face?
That's also what leads me to believe that he's just done something to
you. Two men in love is what that picture is. Oh, sledge, yeah.
Oh, come on, you're a taskmaster.
There's no slack.
Mike, we'll put this picture of you and Gallagher.
Click, click, click.
Up on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Right,
put that tape up there, too. Put that tape on the website. The H tape.
Mike hates that tape.
I don't know which I love what the groaners compared to that tape.
I was going
to
say, what doesn't Mike hate?
Now stop that. That's not true. That's simple. The formula is everything you two love, I hate. It's very easy. It's absolutely, it's a simple formula. It'll
algebra.
Always work.
It's algebra.
I hated that. You loved it.
Listen, make us laugh.
Yes.
877-365-3636. This is where you can actually be spontaneous. We do not screen the calls.
No.
Come on, don't be a retard. Call us now for make us laugh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you. Here to shepherd you through your afternoon, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. 877-365-3636, that's the main number, Canada. Hey, good news here for Canada, that the Lions, the American Lions,
the one time we need them, right?
Yeah, the American Lions that we have, 12 Lions.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them are currently over, they're blown.
Overloaded.
I mean, too many people have called, and now 6 of the 12 Lions have gone dead.
Uh-huh.
However, on the other bank, all of the Canadian Lions are absolutely
right.
Good.
Why? So in a way, this could be a Canadian make us laugh.
It could be.
That's scary.
It could be. 877-365-3636. That's the good old American lines. But keep in mind that we're operating at 50% capacity today.
Please remind me not to eat chocolate cake before the show. I just thought I'd throw that
out
there.
Makes you a little gassy?
No, it's not gassy. It's more of a reflux thing.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. That's a.
I mean, I could use a feather right now. You know, I don't believe in that type of activity, but, you know, I'm not a caring carpenter.
You've only just begun.
I just feel like right now. I just feel a whole sure lot better if I just put put a feather down my throat.
Well, why don't you go down to the bathroom and...
I can't do it. I've tried to do that
put
before.
Put a finger down your throat.
I've never really tried to do that. I certainly wouldn't want to set a bad example for the youngsters.
You need Ipecac or syrup of squill. One of those.
What is syrup of squill? What is
that? Is that back in your Ben Franklin days?
Exactly, yes. Like Ipecac, it induces vomit.
That's back when Buzz was like working with leeches.
like Ipecac.
Hey, don't knock the leeches.
Syrup of squill.
Yes.
Ask for it by name.
Never heard of that.
Okay, the name of the game is Make Us Laugh. It's got to be me.
Buzz just did it. What am I supposed to do now?
It's got
to
be Mike together laughing at something you... Our idiot listeners say.
No jokes about syrup and squill.
877-365-3636. America working with one hand tied behind her back today. Her gun.
Take his leg off and give him a thimble full of syrup and squill.
And what was the other thing?
Ipecac. You've heard of Ipecac, yeah. Right?
Not really.
You've never heard of Ipecac?
No.
Ipecac was a syrup that you took, the same as syrup of squill, to make you barf.
And do vomit.
I believe they still have that.
Yeah. I have a bottle at home.
Yeah.
A little one. It's like 3 ounces. But they didn't want to use that to get the Zoloft down.
Then your kid ate Zoloft.
You should have had syrup of squill.
Squill.
Here we go.
My boy, squill.
Make us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh.
What a wheel. Wheel hard to bar. Bill.
See, that got Mike. That didn't get me.
I did not get me, Don. I was looking away.
No, you laughed. And you
away.
Don't lie. You laughed.
I did. I'm not supposed to laugh.
Hello.
That.
Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh. Hi.
Hey, how come Superman didn't save the World Trade Centers from being bombed?
Why?
Because he's dead.
Well, but he wasn't dead then. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Still isn't.
Don and Mike.
He'll live forever.
Are we talking about Christopher Reeve?
No, Superman.
If he was talking about George Reeves, the role soon to be played by Ben Affleck, he would be correct.
We're overthinking it.
I'm still thinking about Ben Affleck wearing that old-time Superman suit.
You know he's going to have to gain weight for that role.
That's right.
Hello, you're on the air. Make us laugh.
Ron and Mike?
Yes.
Two tampons walking down the...
That didn't make me laugh.
Did that make the air?
Oh, I don't see why it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't hit the button on that. You want to write a letter to the FCC, go ahead. Yeah, knock Mike yourself out. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh.
Grandma's just calling, said you're supposed to go home. She says she doesn't want you here when she gets back because you've been ruining everybody's lives and eating all her steak.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, I know it is.
Last week, Japanese scientists placed explosive detonators at the bottom of Lake Loch Ness.
See, the thing is, you and I could sit there like idiots and just listen to that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Donna Mike. You know what? That was... If the name of the game was Make Us Listen,
yes,
you would have won.
Yeah.
If the game was Make Us Listen.
Yeah, and, you know, outside of the tampon thing, it's pretty good so far.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, here's one Rob May will like.
What do you mean outside of the tampon thing? Oh, that was brilliant.
Oh, that's why you were falling off your chair.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, how do you starve a black man to death?
Okay, you know, maybe one of these go. What is it?
Hide his food stamps under his work boots.
Ugh. Okay, all right. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike's show. Make us laugh.
Not surprised.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
What do you call a vegetarian with diarrhea?
A salad shooter.
Okay. I didn't do it.
Yeah, we all...
Almost.
I'd like to point out to that call, we all have the
almost.
Same reaction. We all... Our eyes squinted.
We kind of wanted to.
We all kind of wanted to laugh a little bit.
I think we all wanted it to be a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Don and Mike show. Make
sounded
us,
like Simon there.
Make us laugh.
Hey, with all the phone lines down in the U.S., this is almost like playing the percentages.
Mm. Oh, there's a shock. It made Rob laugh.
Oh, cut it out.
Well, sure.
Jesus, some self-control, please.
He's about to have a baby over there.
Playing the percentages.
Look at him.
Look at the jaw.
He's almost turning himself into the salad
so
shooter.
So happy.
Too bad it's not make me laugh.
Thank God.
Buzz, I think Rob needs some of your sale of squib or
syrup of squill.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike, a teacher was addressing her young class and reminded them that Father's Day was coming up, so she wanted them to one at a time stand up and say what their father did.
Yeah.
So first one said, my dad's a police officer, and he arrests bad people. Second one said, my dad's a baker, and he...
Here's a problem on this game. I think I've heard that joke, but it's irrelevant. Get to the point.
Too long.
Get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Please, make us laugh.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Do you know why Popeye played for Olive Oil at their 50th wedding anniversary, Led Zeppelin?
Why?
Because they sing their favorite song, All of My Love, All of My Love, oh, all of my...
They're from Canada. What the hell's wrong with you?
That was so wrong.
You kind of smiled at that
one. Yeah, I did.
I'm sorry.
I had a weak moment. Hello, Don and Mike show.
We all...
Don and Mike, Radio God.
I was no Darius Rucker commercial, I'll give you that. But I did smile at it. But not a laugh. Yeah, make us laugh.
Yes, what's black and blue and hates sex?
Carrie Spiewak.
The girl in my trunk.
Old.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, make us laugh.
I was playing in a charity softball tournament, and there was some alcohol involved, and I made a third out, and I decided to coach first base. You know?
Bless you, Don. Bless you. Germs still floating around the studio here.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
I took a giant swing with one arm, and I turned on.
For God's sakes, I'm coughing up a lung here, and you're going on with your material, Shecky.
It's a shame we're not playing Make Me Sneeze.
Make Me Sneeze would work.
Don and Mike, make us laugh. Hello?
Make us groan.
He's trying to do a like a John Norman thing, mm-hmm. right? Like,
didn't work.
No, not even close.
It's solidarity.
No, it didn't work.
It's funny to hear him go back and forth. Is he still on the line?
No, I just hung up on him.
He's gone.
Hello. Because he did not make us laugh.
No, he didn't. No.
He had the original moment of the call.
Solidarity.
Hello. Don Mike's show, make us laugh.
Yes, hello, the Vatican. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd like to have lunch with the Holy Father.
Okay, he's not dead yet. Hello, Don and Mike show. And that's Oh My God.
Oh My God.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hello?
Yeah. That had to be dumped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I've heard that one before anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Here's a Michael Jackson joke. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
You know what I do think is funny is that people are upset because the Michael Jackson jury is all white.
Yes.
Not me.
Hold on. What's this dude talking about?
He's just rambling while we're talking here.
Anyway, it is a jury of his peers. But what does he care? He's white.
Yeah.
He's turned himself white.
Mm-hmm.
He should be happy there's no black people on that jury.
Well, you know, it's basically the demographic makeup of that part of California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Make us laugh.
Okay, so it is me. That's good.
Okay, not anymore.
See you, Ray Bradbury. Hello, Ray Bradbury. Who is
Bradbury?
That's the guy I'm
but
thinking.
That was Ray Bradbury.
Yes, hello. Bradbury. And Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, make us laugh.
What do a Mexican and a cue ball have in common?
What?
The harder you hit them, the more English you get out of them.
I enjoy your breathing. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Good to know they're still out there.
Hello?
Yeah, make us laugh.
You know what you never want to call a black man that starts with N and ends with R?
Hey, all
okay,
right.
Okay. Listen, I'll
see you later.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. What are you trying to think of the answer to that one? You didn't know that one? Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh. Hello?
Hey, you how much snow they got in Mexico this weekend?
How much what? Snow?
Yeah.
How much?
1 inch.
One inch.
Don't.
Pretty close.
Let's show some control. Okay?
I was in control. I was kind of waiting for you. I would have gone along with you.
And I would have with you. So yeah. That's what I'm saying to
no,
you.
No, I wasn't going at all.
Come on, let's be buddies.
I wasn't going to go.
Let's have some control.
Very close.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't need you to be a pom-pom girl on the sidelines.
Look where he's sitting. Look at the body language over here.
Look at him.
He's sitting here. He looks like an Annie Leibovitz photograph
about
over here.
You were busting balls that guy's paneling. Who's paneling now? You just pull up a chair, got the headphones going. If it's a joke you like.
But I'm talking about, he's paneling with his, I've never seen this body language. He's sitting there with his ankles crossed. Just sitting there with a little grin.
It's because he's trying hard not to influence us.
He's Willy Wonka today.
But he can't help it. That he hears something funny.
I love this game.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Please, make us laugh.
What do they ride in the Special Olympics rodeo?
What?
Trainer bulls.
Mm. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Laugh?
Yeah, make us laugh.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys knew what kind of cheese wasn't your cheese.
What kind of what, Napoleon?
What kind of cheese isn't your cheese?
What kind of cheese isn't our cheese?
Yeah.
What?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Okay. See you in an hour when we have the guy from How's Your News. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
What did Helen Keller do when she fell down the well?
What?
She screamed her little fingers off.
All right, that's a variation on the original joke.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike. Good for you, Mike. Good
the
self-restraint.
Joke broke all her fingers screaming for help.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike. That'd be confused with what about moving around the furniture and, the wah-wah was the
wah-wah because we'd never heard it. You come up with an original Helen Keller, you're almost a slam dunk.
Yeah, golden. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
What's the difference in pink and purple?
What's the difference what?
What's the difference from pink and purple?
What?
Your grip.
What did he say?
Your grip.
Your grip.
We've had the joke before.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Hello?
And make us laugh, please.
Hey, what's the opposite of Christopher Reeves?
What?
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, dude, it's Reeve, not Reeves.
Singular.
Like it's Donna Summer, not Donna Summers. Hello, Don and Mike show. And again,
and it really,
if you want the Chris Reeve joke,
we had it early on.
We had the apex of all Christopher Reeve jokes like 2 years ago.
What's black
thing.
And sits at the top of the stairs? Christopher Reeve after a house fire.
Yeah, funny.
And it caught us by surprise. That all the elements.
It was then, it is now.
People might go, oh, that's horrible. But it worked.
That's right.
And it worked like jokes work.
I pictured him wearing the suit.
Yes.
Hello. Lois.
You wouldn't see the suit.
No.
Well, really.
It would be like Wile E. Coyote. Yes.
The suit should have saved him. Right? The suit is supposed to be.
Don't get into the comic books. You'll ruin the joke.
Don't overthink it.
What?
Wouldn't save his face.
His face. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And in comic book reality, it would save his face.
Yes, he's invulnerable, Rob.
Well, he's not Superman. He's Christopher Reeve.
I know, but.
My name, Donnie. My name, Donnie.
Love that, but sorry, not funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Okay, that was an old joke. Chinese guy goes to the doctor and says, Doctor, I'm trying to have sex with my wife, but not working so good. Doctor says, this is what you do. Do like I do. Go home, get a nice scotch, relax, talk nice to your wife, get her in the bed, have sex. Come back in a week and see me. Come back a week later, says, how'd it work out? Doctor, it worked so good. I had the best sex I ever had. By the way, you got a nice house.
He went to the doctor's house.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
I got that.
That's 20 seconds we'll never get back.
Doctor's house.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Hello, I dare you.
Come on now.
Make us laugh.
Come on.
All right, shoo. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Yeah. Hey, what's the best thing about dating a homeless chick?
What?
After the date, you can drop her off anywhere.
Almost.
Oh, real close.
Yeah, that was
real close. We all kind of smiled.
Almost. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, please stand by for a message from the Pope.
Didn't do it for me.
And the Pope's back in the hospital, right?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. No, Robbie's strong as a bull. Are you kidding? He's in there doing, he's doing the one-handed push-ups like Jack Palance.
He's in for rehab.
Hello.
No, my number one guy.
Hello.
Hello. Lesbian frog say to her friend.
What did the lesbian frog say to her friend?
Ooh, we do taste like chicken.
Again, way to go, guys. I mean that.
It's
we
pleasant.
All showed yeah. some restraint.
Sure.
It's close.
All of these have been fairly close.
This is not like the worst make us laugh.
No, not at all.
No.
These are all not bad.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, why are aspirin white and not black?
Why?
Because
it'll
work.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There were, and he messed his big auto joke up.
Hello, make us laugh.
I was looking at Rob's picture with his new hair and his beard, mm-hmm. and I couldn't help but notice the resemblance between the retarded wrestler Eugene.
Really?
That make you laugh, Mike? Maybe it would make me laugh if I knew who the retarded wrestler Eugene
yeah.
was.
I'd like to see a picture of Eugene. I've never
WWE
seen Eugene.
WWE came out with a retarded wrestler that got everyone mad.
You explain it, you drain
really
it.
Buzz really took his pills today. Did you hear that? If you explain it, you drain it.
That's right.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. All right, Mr. Catchphrase. Hello. Burbank, out. Hello. Megas laugh.
Hi, a man takes his wife to the doctor, says, Doctor, something's wrong with my wife. Doctor does an exam. The man comes back in. He says, I had bad news. The wife either has Alzheimer's disease or AIDS. He goes, Alzheimer's disease or AIDS? How do I know? He goes, You take her out to the woods. If she comes home, don't F her.
I'm guilty on that one.
Yeah.
I'm guilty on that one. I like the fact it was a girl telling it.
I know. Yeah, that worked.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. I dare you. Hello.
Take her out to the woods.
Don and Mike show.
Make
us laugh. What?
Gooner.
Get out of here. Hello, Don.
Remember that guy we had on the show?
Yeah.
Gooner.
Hello, make us laugh. Don and Mike.
What's the difference between Mike O'Mara and Larry King?
What?
Three dates.
Oh, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello. Funny stuff.
Marvelous.
Can't believe you're not going to Florida. Hello. A boy.
We go to Cape Hay, California. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Boy.
I'm Larry from the corner.
I'm Boy.
Don and Mike, make us laugh.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
D-O-T.
Okay, D-O-T, that's the thing that my friends in high school did. Hello, Don and Mike should do our thing. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Babe, Paul Bunyan's ox. I'm feeling a little blue.
Change your shirt. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Hey, I asked Louis.
Are you laughing because the ox is blue?
Yeah.
In the cartoons?
I chuckled.
Yeah.
Hello, I kind of did too, Mike.
Okay.
Hello.
Duncan.
Hello.
Duncan now.
Next. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Why do women fake orgasms?
Why?
Because they think we give a crap.
Old.
Okay. Please, don't call with factual stuff.
Too thought-provoking.
Just try to be funny. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike. Hey, your mom got tweeter speakers in her drawers, and when she farts, it goes boom.
Okay, thank you. Good. With some of you people, we would fire an electronic bullet through the telephone that would kill you instantly.
Stronger than a taser.
Hello, Don and
Mike
show.
Much stronger than a taser.
Although tasers are hard to beat.
Oh, when someone save my mother.
When there's the taser episodes of Cops, are those good.
But it's not going to save my mother. No. She's already been killed by the radiation.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh. Come on. Canada, we're going to the Canadian lines now. Make us laugh.
We're running out of
Canada. God damn it, Canada. This is why you are a second-rate country.
We are running out of time.
This is why you are Mexico with better weather.
We've got to get these jokes in before it's too late.
Now we got, Rob's giving me the high sign. We got to wind this segment up. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah?
Can you make your pony smile?
That made Mike laugh.
Why?
Didn't get me, though.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Is that it?
Well, dogs can smile.
Okay, bye-bye. See, you had Mike for a second.
You had me for a moment.
Because I was imagining you doing something
exactly.
With your finger.
And here's the weird thing. Yeah. I laughed, and so was I.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
All right, what's the difference between a mugger and a peeping Tom?
What?
A mugger snatches watches.
All right, Robbie, we need 60 seconds on the clock for this edition of Make Us Laugh, which I guess will flow it into another break on this show today.
I think we'll have to.
Okay. It's really not been the worst ever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we've had some good stuff.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Please make us laugh.
Why did Snoop Dogg want an umbrella for Christmas?
I can't even hear this.
What did who?
Why did Snoop Dogg want an umbrella for Christmas?
Why?
For the drizzle.
Don enjoyed that one.
For the drizzle. Yeah. Don't look at me like that, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My husband and I were watching TV the other day, and the remote batteries ran out. And so he looked at me, and he said, well, you need to get up and change the channel. And I said, what color am I? He says, white. So I got up and changed the channel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What the hell was that?
You don't want to know.
Again, that was just somebody like doing
Was that an attempt at a big auto joke?
Sort of, but it was wife instead of white. I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, make us laugh.
Hi there. The most important thing to know is that Helen Keller's high school was popular in high school. You know why?
You know, you're cruising along at 80 miles an hour with your bad cell phone and your bad delivery.
Stop.
Just stop it. It sucks.
It didn't suck.
You've already blown it. You've blown it.
Why?
Well, anyway, she's not even going to play touch football.
I'd have to have heard the setup to get the punchline.
Window down, yeah. Cruising through the asparagus fields.
Let's go!
I don't think that was from Sacramento, Mike.
Of course it was.
I don't think so.
It was.
It had to be.
One more call on this edition, and we'll come back to this.
Oh, good.
Should it be from the American line or the Canadian line?
American line.
You got it, Mike. Here we go. Last chance on this edition of Make Us Laugh. Don and Mike, hello.
How do Asian parents name their kids?
How?
They throw a spoon down a flight of stairs. Ching, 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 ching.
Okay, we are going to continue this later in the show.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I laughed at that one. I laughed at that one, but good. You know why? Because I just saw it. They just replayed over the weekend with the NBA All-Star Game.
Yes.
They replayed Shaq's big faux pas from 2 years ago.
Oh, yes.
With Yao Ming.
Right.
Where they said to him, and he apologized for this interview. Yes. So it was like a package showing how nice Shaq is.
Mm-hmm.
They said, I guess 2 years ago, do you have a message for Yao Ming? And Shaq does that, what's up, bro? He goes, yeah. Mugu ga pal, mugu ga ga guga, do. I mean, he's doing like the
right.
Yeah.
I like Shaq when he gets miniaturized.
Yeah.
How about when Dion gets miniaturized?
And Christina Aguilera,
That's so funny. Man, he blows the dryer off.
Okay.
That made me laugh.
Hard to believe.
Yes. Yeah.
No winner on Make Us Laugh.
It's a miracle.
All that means is that we will come back to this piece of radio gold.
Absolutely.
Later in today's show.
Come back up, just like my chocolate cake.
Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show. Pleased to be enjoying the Don and Mike Show.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official site for our show. You read some emails from the people in Green Bay. You get the daily download, the audio highlight, and oh yes,
if you're in shopping,
we have a great leather jacket.
And it's a jacket, the nice thing about it. I like to think of it as a transitional garment. It's a garment that can be worn in bitterly cold weather, but also it's lightweight enough where you can use it in the springtime also.
No, you couldn't. A leather varsity jacket.
I've used those kind of jackets well into April, my friend.
We had a four season.
Here's what I'm telling you. It's a great jacket. Just wait until we get the first 60-degree day and wait until the price drops.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, then buy the number like it's going out of style.
Okay. They're not sold out by then.
Way to let go our whole marketing plan.
And, Mike,
will the lightweight jackets be in by that time?
Yes. Our windbreakers. And the word, incidentally, is neighbor.
Neighbor?
Well, the word that starts with N and ends with R, and you don't want to have a black person.
That's not yes, neighbor. Yes. I like that. The jacket looks great with no shirt.
It's time for lottery winner Billy Boyce. From Access Hollywood tonight on NBC 4 at 7:30 around the country. Check your local listings. Billy, how are ye?
Do you have your name on the jacket?
It says Don and Mike Show.
I know, but does yours say Don?
Do you have one?
Because they always give us jackets, the Access Hollywood jacket, and I can't wear one that says, Billy on it.
Do you have a jacket?
I do not have a
Billy
Don and Mike Show
wear
jacket.
One that says, I mean, other people who work on the show and fans of the show can wear them, but you can't wear one that says Don.
Very correct.
Right? I really think people that wear clothing with their names on it are about as tacky as they can get.
Mike has a t-shirt on for his restaurant today. to point that out.
Thank you.
Billy, I love this. Tonight, Access Hollywood.
Yes.
Curse the Alley. Now, they say, how much weight do they say she's lost?
20 pounds so far, she says.
Right, with the Jenny Craig and her TV show Fat Actors. Now, I've seen the commercials. And now, granted.
I mean, they're great ads for if they're appealing to fat people.
Granted, she looks so gigantic, she could cut off her left leg and it wouldn't look like she lost any weight. She may have dropped 20 pounds, in fact, but she doesn't look like it.
That's me. It's the old throwing a deck chair off the Titanic theory. She's a very heavy woman, and she has dropped 20 since.
Good.
But I got to say, she's really comfortable with it, and the first episode I have seen is very funny.
Yeah. I would think it would be
really funny.
I think she has completely cornered the market on what she's doing, and I think it's going to be hysterical.
I think
because of her attitude.
You know, that's it. Just be honest with people, and you're going to humor's rooted in the truth. If you're being honest, it doesn't matter what you're saying.
I agree.
It can be edgy, whatever. Yep. It's going to be funny.
Right. And she loses 20 pounds every morning.
Hey, now listen. Here's a scenario from the first episode. Tell me if this is funny to you.
Okay.
She is in the sheets with a large African American man. All right.
Already. I'm laughing already.
He is laying back on the boudoir. She is on top of him. And he is laying back. She is on top. And he gives the booty a good spank.
Okay.
A little smack, right? And the lights go off.
Okay.
And then she says, stop it. And she smacks him in the face, and the lights go on. And then again, he starts getting into it, and he smacks her, and the lights go. You see, it's the clap-on line. Now, that is a funny situation.
Clap-on. And what about, now, this had to be staged, right? She gets into a food fight at the premiere throwing donuts at people?
No. There was donuts out there. I mean, as you know. And all of a sudden, Kevin Nealon picked one up and fired it at her. She then turned around and fired one right at her in front of our camera. He was doing an interview with our Tony Potts, and the donut hit Nealon right in the face.
All right, so this is tonight on Access Hollywood. Let me ask you, Billy, man to man, if you were not a happily married man and the opportunity arose, would you, with her as she is now, would you do Kirstie Alley?
No.
No.
I would.
I would.
Seriously?
Really? I would. I definitely would. Because with all the weight,
she's too tall for me.
Is she a tall drinking water?
Yeah, she's. Yeah.
How tall is she, Billy?
Well, she's tall.
Of course, you're tiny, though.
You don't like to climb?
You're like,
I'm a wee little man.
You're like Deion Sanders in those commercials we were just talking about.
I'm in that commercial.
No, you are.
He is?
You host that. Yeah, he is. So you would not do Kirstie Alley?
No, sir.
Okay, then let's just get a real fast current who would you do for Billy. Who's someone who's comparable to Kirstie?
As far as the weight is concerned?
Who would you do, Star Jones or Kirstie Alley?
Bingo.
Kirstie.
Yeah.
Thirsty for Kirstie.
Mm-hmm. But not, you know, technically, if you got him on a scale, Star might actually weigh less than Kirstie.
It doesn't matter.
But I don't like Star's attitude.
Right.
I guarantee you she does. All right, Billy, we will talk to you tomorrow.
See you later, fellas. Thank you so much.
All right, dude. Talk to you tomorrow.
There you
bye
go.
Bye-bye. I see.
Always a challenge for him.
I really think that show will be a smash hit.
Yeah.
I hope it is.
Me too.
Her attitude, her Jenny Craig commercials crack me up because she doesn't care.
Right.
Hey, everybody in the back room, make us laugh. We'll continue later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is called manipulating our audience. I'm just telling Joe and Beth Ann back there, don't screen these calls for make us laugh.
No.
Listen, we're going to be like the judges on American Idol, okay?
Right.
You people are like the contestants.
We're going to give the front row a rest during this segment. And then turn around and go, you're out of here.
You're out of here. Just wait. We'll come back to make us laugh later in this show.
Yeah.
I promise. We were screaming about the weather earlier. I love this.
Still snowing out, incidentally.
Yes. It's slushing out.
Yeah. But technically there is precipitation.
But it's not big ass snowflakes.
Significant though.
Still melting when
significant
it hits the
pavement. Water is falling from the sky.
No, I just thought I'd point that out.
Right now.
Point that out, John.
Billy,
yes.
Listen to this.
Go ahead.
Mike, who would have ever thought that they're doing something in Russia that we've been saying that they should do for years here?
What are they doing?
Listen to this. They are fining the weather people, men and women, for inaccurate forecasts in Russia.
Yeah. Holy Putin, true.
They are fining them money. They are taking their salaries away from them. let me see. There was one guy. Who's the... The mayor is some guy named Yuri... you know, like it matters.
Right.
Russian, whatever it is.
Never remember.
He says that he's very mad that last weekend they predicted a heavy snowstorm in Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And they got no snow at all. Furthermore, the mayor went back and checked. And in the calendar year 2005, mm-hmm. 2 months into it, mm-hmm. they've predicted 7 major snowstorms for Moscow.
And they haven't gotten any?
They've gotten none. So, now this is the government getting involved. The mayor says, I'm going to watch all of the TV weathercasts, and the next time we have a big storm, and the next time that you don't get it right, I'm taking your pay away.
There you go.
I'm serious. They're doing it right in Moscow.
I think that's the only way to do it. Hey, it's a job. There ought to be consequences.
How great is that? Hey, where's the Boris and Natasha? Don't we have those tapes around somewhere?
Birds, Boris.
I never listened to Don at my age.
We will take away each paycheck of stupid weather people that make big hype for a storm that don't come.
How about that? They've really do something right in Russia.
Hello, darlings. This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, for the birds, Boris.
Right.
Black history grown.
That just snuck its way in there.
Oh, well, no, because I'm going to talk about Will Smith here for a second.
Okay.
Black history grown.
And, oh, yes, Black History Month. Last day of the month is Monday, the 28th.
Yes. Is he coming in?
Yes.
Very good.
Robert Manman will be here to get his on-air pedicure as we celebrate Black History Month on Monday, the 28th.
Who's giving him the pedicure?
I don't know, some professional.
Rob's raising his hand?
No, I was kidding, of course.
Rob, you raised your hand, though.
No.
You could if you wanted to. Rob, that would be extra funny.
What about a manicure, Otto?
I don't know how to do that.
I'd pay up, and you could shave your beard.
No.
I'd pay up, and the bet would be over.
I'm not sure that he would have it.
Oh, I know he would.
To have a white man clean his feet, Robert would love it.
I would call the bet over, and I would let you shave your beard, and I would pay you a check that day.
But I would prefer to have the ongoing with the beard. More money.
He does not want to touch a black man's feet. It does not.
That's why it's more important.
Doesn't matter how many zeros you put behind that that number one.
Mm-hmm. But see, here's the deal. I can end the bet any time, obviously, and say, yeah, I'm tired of paying you to grow your beard.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And, to be honest with you, the hair, I'm convinced, doesn't grow. And the beard is getting pretty goofy right now.
Yeah. It's horribly goofy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We'd hate to see it go.
But I'd sure like to see you give Robert a pedicure.
Yeah.
Let me think about it overnight, and I'll come up with something.
Okay.
Why don't you talk to some dead presidents, Mike, and see what they have to say?
Oh, no, I think that the dead president total, Rob, would be significant right now. Wouldn't it?
What?
I'll throw an extra 20 in.
Bonus incentive, perhaps a microphone.
Rob likes collecting old microphones, and he buys them off eBay, and they cost a ridiculous amount of money. And I only know this because his wife tells me all the bad. His wife tells my wife all the bad stuff he does, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. You know, this is what I get at home sometimes. It's like, and Rob, I throw you under the bus sometimes, as I'm sure you do with me. I've done this with Mike for years, and Buzz, and everybody. Yes, we all do it.
We all do.
It's like, my wife will say something, be like, I know what it was today. The credit card bill. She said to me, do you realize how much you spent last month on cigars?
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, come on now, honey, it's my only vice. And she keeps just pounding away. And they say, well, how much did Rob spend on that microphone?
Right.
You
brought it up?
Yeah. Of course, I sold my best friend out.
Yeah.
I'm here.
So get out of here. What about robbing those microphones? Yeah, and then that gets her off that topic, and she gets mad at you then.
I know.
Because your wife is mad at you because you buy those microphones.
But is she mad about me or mad at me?
Yes and yes. Absolutely.
I just would sure love to see you give Robert a pedicure.
Let's think on it.
All right, come to me, we'll negotiate. Don, would you be in any way willing to participate in this?
No. No, I'm not. I'm not going. What do you mean, pay?
Just, in influence. Would you get any joy out of seeing Rob give Robert a pedicure?
I get great joy out of it, but not enough. Not enough that I would want to put some money out.
Well, I think my money has been involved in the bet. I'm thinking of, whatever else you could do to sweeten the pot. You could exert some influence here, And
what am I going to do? Call him up tonight? We were getting drunk and watching CSI on the telephone and say, hey, Robbie, listen, really, do it. Well, come on, I want you to do it.
Tomorrow I will have an answer.
All right.
Tune in tomorrow.
Okay, very good.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Good. I'll work on him.
Robert's feet.
It's funny.
No. I think that here's the deal. Even you're talking to him, I know that, the bet is the bet. I can stop the bet whenever and say, hey, you've done great.
As can
time for you to shave, and we can do it that way. And the feet, though, he does need some sort of incentive. It's just, you were asking him to do it for no reason.
Everybody
at all.
Has
can't
a price.
Incentive without sex.
Maybe Robert could come up with something.
Maybe.
Could Robert sweeten a lifetime of lasagna?
Some more great deviant porn.
Think about it.
I shall.
Just think about it.
I will. I'll think about those lovely feet.
Think about it.
I don't know if you can actually improve them.
I might. Well, no, I don't want to say anything I don't mean.
What?
I might, I would give it up for the show. I might touch a black man's feet for the show.
You're off the hook.
I might give him a pedicure. At least one, maybe just one toe. Maybe just a big toe.
Now, you know, that's an all or nothing proposition. Either you, yeah. I think you do. And I've given the body massage, so I've already sacrificed.
Yeah, but that's because you lost the bet, though.
This is true. Well,
see, I don't have any pride on the issue like you did with the Red Sox.
I know.
What all is involved with the pedicure? I don't know.
You soak the feet.
Stroking. Mm-hmm.
You rub the feet. You massage the feet.
Right.
Then you trim the nails, and that's it.
You don't have to, no biting?
Yeah, I was going to say, no trimmer. God gave you a trimmer. It's right underneath your nose.
32 beautiful trimmers in my mouth.
Now, there are tools you can use to shave calluses.
Oh, absolutely out of the question.
Well, he might need that.
Well, then he might have to seek it elsewhere.
Listen, I just make you this promise. On Black History Day, on the last day of the month, there will be a whitey from this show that will touch Robert's feet.
Touch Robert's feet or give him a full pedicure?
Pedicure.
We'll work on the pedicure.
Okay.
We'll work on it. You know, we'll stroke his feet, caress his feet, cut his big toenails.
I have no problem doing it, but it doesn't nearly have the entertainment value of having Rob do it.
It does say, you know what, Rob is the one for this job.
I wouldn't mind Buzz doing it.
I wouldn't mind it either. That's why it's not funny.
I don't know.
No, but I think
it might be a little funny.
A little funny.
But the dynamic in here and on this show and what we've had for years is to...
Wouldn't it be funny
to have Big Otto do it?
Yes.
If this began some sort of marvelous relationship between me and Robert.
Wouldn't it be if we were building bridges?
Yes.
That's going to happen as opposed to burning bridges.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
I will get
bridges
I'll say crosses.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Lord.
See, and you know what, Rob, they're right. That's why you got to be the guy that touches me.
Absolutely.
Because I said it, but you thought of it first, and I'm just as bad for thinking of it.
We'll need tools.
You should have all the proper accoutrements.
And Jesus Christ, gloves.
Well, body
suit. Am I serious about that? Gloves.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yes.
Yes.
You mean gloves?
It has. I'm talking about CSI gloves. It has nothing to do with the race of anybody. I'm talking about, listen, I don't care if you're white, black, green, or yellow.
Feet are gross. When I gave Dennis and Robert the massage, I had gloves on.
That's right. Oh. I remember that.
Of course
you did.
Right. It's true. Because you didn't want to get, like, foot fungus on your fingers.
This is true.
So... Well, think about it.
Yes, tomorrow the answer of the pedicure.
That's exciting.
Now, about...
Hi, Robert.
Buddy. About Will Smith. I love the fact that Will Smith talks all the time, but he never says anything in America.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that Will Smith says, he says over in Britain.
Yeah.
Here's what he has explained about the movie Hitch. Here's how he explains how the part of the girlfriend was given to that, and she is cute. Eva Mendes. Eva Mendes. She was in the movie with Denzel, Man on Fire.
Very, very hot. Oh.
She was also in Denzel's movie Training Day.
Oh, she was the.
She was the whore that had the son with him.
Oh, she was his little
in the project
concubine.
Right. Mm. Well, listen to this. This is, I'm going to quote Will Smith here. This is from the London Daily, whatever it is. I don't know. How they cast the movie Hitch. He said it was easy to catch him, to cast him, because, he is because, here's the quote, because I'm perfect for the role. That's what Will Smith says. First, his part was easy because he's perfect.
He's grounded.
Kevin James was very easy because we wanted to find a fat, white, funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Will Smith.
Job done.
Now, about the girlfriend for the character of Hitch. Will Smith says it was feared that a black couple would have put off worldwide audiences, whereas a white African-American combination would have offended viewers in the United States.
Mm.
Here's the quote from Will Smith. There's an accepted myth if you have two black actors, a male and a female, in the lead of a romantic comedy, people around the world don't want to see two black people in a movie.
Huh.
We spend $50 million making this movie, and the studio thinks it's tough on the investment. So the idea of a black actor and a white actress comes up, because that plays well in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That does not work in the United States. That's a problem in the United States.
Yeah, we've come such a long way.
So Will Smith says that he got together with all the great people at the studio, and they finally found the solution.
Why?
Because this chick, Eva Mendes, she's Cuban, So the black Latina combination is not considered taboo
in America
by people across the world or America.
Okay, so that was they put that much thought into the the racial makeup. I'm sure they do. He's being honest.
And I love it when he runs his big mouth like that. I mean, he wouldn't say that in America. No. He says that over there.
And you know what he's saying is true. I don't doubt that for a second that in the in the offices out in Hollywood they think about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Really? Do you think people in America are more uptight about seeing a white and a black together than for
I don't. But I think the studio executives probably think that. Yeah.
In Europe, they won't take two black actors together in a romantic thing.
Surprises me.
Over there. But in America, that's cool.
Right.
But in America, you can't have a white and a black together, but that would be cool in Europe, so they end up getting a Cuban chair.
I don't doubt that in the offices of Hollywood, Tim Robbins and The Player, they're probably coming up with all sorts of formulas and demographics and research, and, they test audiences to see what people think.
They think it affects the money. That's what they'll do.
Christ, we got a break. Do you have any idea? You heard that thing about Paris Hilton and her sidekick thing with all the celebrities' phone number? Okay, do you know what her PIN code was? What her password was?
What?
What's the name of her dog?
Tinkerbell.
That's what it is. Tinkerbell.
Wonder if she calls that anything else, too.
Tinkerbell, I hardly knew her.
Hey, Tinkerbell.
Mike, the Red Sox will get their World Series rings. They're going to do it on the home opener, April 11th, against the Yankees. What's that?
I just have a bit of a sore throat.
Why is that?
For Monday, the 11th of April.
Come on, no.
Mike won't be in that day.
Dude, you got to be here.
I have. You know what time it is?
What time?
You know what time the game is?
What time?
3:15.
Okay.
Perfect.
I have laryngitis.
Okay, and then I got this for you, Buzz.
You know, they were making a big deal up in Boston. Actually, one of the guys was talking about the fact that, traditionally that's when they hand out rings for the championship, but because the Yankees were, and the fans were like, what are you doing? You're worried about the Yankees' feelings after all of this tradition?
Right.
You hand the rings out before the Yankees game. Right. If that's the way it's always done, what? You're taking the high road? You won the thing.
And even if it's not the way it's done.
Yeah, you do it anyway.
You shove it in their face.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they didn't shove it in your face for how many years?
Why not?
Let me see. Snoop Dogg announced to the world he's giving up weed. Now he says he really didn't give it up, but he did cut down. Well, you want to guess how much weed Snoop Dogg smoked in a day?
I'm gonna say a half an ounce. it's substantial.
Now, I used to partake.
Okay.
I can't imagine this. He says he used to smoke a quarter pound of pot a day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He's cut down now.
What is that like? What is that? Is that like a huge baggie full?
That's like when you see the ATF agents going and getting like the big bricks out of the back of cars.
Right.
I guess it depends on how large or small you make your marijuana cigarettes, but from what I hear, that would make roughly 120 joints. if you make them bigger.
History grows.
Maybe just 60 joints.
Isn't that a guy that's basically smoking all day?
Constantly.
You would have to take speed so you'd be able to stay up to smoke enough weed.
Right.
Anyway, he says he used to smoke a quarter pound a day.
Wow.
Now he's down to 2 or 3 ounces a day.
We don't know how much of that was seeds and stems.
He says it's casual.
Wow.
More casual.
Snoop. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Snoop's still on the commercials, though.
He's a man. Okay,
still making the money.
We'll save everything else for tomorrow because we've got the guy coming up from, How's Your News?
How's Your News? Yeah.
And that guy, who's that great guy? That guy.
We'll find out all about those people.
Yes, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand that. I'm sorry. All righty. I'm Al Franken, and I'm covering this convention.
Yeah.
And are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Who have you talked to so far?
Bouillon. Maya.
Uh,
You know, I couldn't agree more.
Maria.
Yeah. It was really nice talking to you. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah,
I think it's fabulous.
Can
I shake a hand?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good thing,
yeah.
Okay, have a good time.
Are you retarded?
Oh, come on now.
It's not a rhetorical question.
You know he is.
Are you retarded?
Have you seen my bag, boss?
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my bag, boss?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You see my bed, boss?
Yeah, I see it. You see that girl over there? She has, except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press, I think. Excuse me, sir.
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir. Are you Tim?
Tim Russell.
Oh, all right. Excuse me, are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, hi, nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I seen Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right
here. Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS.
Much better.
Hey, Bob, nice to see you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bicycle. Yeah.
Bicycle. Bicycle.
Half of light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
We've got to give it away, the trip to Florida yet from Delta.com. We'll do more and make us laugh in a second.
Very good.
You heard some of the tapes from make us laugh. That doesn't make us laugh. How's your news?
Right.
How'syournews.com. That's the website for the TV show.
Right.
Put on by Artie Bradford. We're going to call this guy now.
Good.
He's the guy. He sends these retarded people out to conventions and stuff and has them interview people and then sells videotapes.
They get to do their own news show.
And he's worked, I guess he's done it, summers working at Camp Jabberwocky, which is a summer camp for adults with disabilities. That's where he taught a video making class. And I'm just dying to talk to this guy to find out exactly what it's all about.
The guy's got to know that people buy the tapes because they're funny.
Right. Well, we'll ask him that. We'll find out what the deal is.
Find out.
He can say all of his stuff about, you know, we're helping people.
Opportunities.
But, funny is funny. Funny is funny. Hold on. One more before we call him. Yeah, I love this one. It's with Andre, what's his name, from Outkast. Andre 3000.
Today we have a singer. His name is Andre 3000.
Andre.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
And then here they sing. They sing with him.
Oh, it's my favorite.
On my mind.
Three holds the note.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comedy chronology.
That's how your news. How's your news? Let's call this guy and let's see what his story is. Been a fan of this since we saw the TV show.
And the best ones were when they went to the Democratic National Convention. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And almost as much fun as just watching all the people, it's watching the reactions.
People's reactions.
Like Tim Russert, I want to find more out about that. It appeared, and I just heard the audio tape, that Tim Russert really just blew him off.
Well, he was saying, there's Bob Schieffer. Here is Arthur, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Here's Artie Bradford, and the website is howsyournews.com.
How are you, Arthur? Welcome.
We've played the tapes. We love the tapes. We love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I'm a big fan of your show.
Oh, that's great. Really?
Thank you. Let me ask you, who's the target audience for the materials that you produce with How's Your News?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
You know, to be honest, I hope that people like Don and Mike listeners would appreciate it.
They've embraced it. I'll tell you that. It's very popular, these tapes on the show. God.
Where to start with you, Arthur?
Okay.
Well, you know, it's funny that...
What's your angle? Arthur, tell me first.
Great question.
What's your angle on this? Your angle.
Okay. I've been working with people with disabilities for about 12 years now.
Me too.
A little different, but yeah,
not really, Buzz.
But I started out working at a summer camp with people with disabilities, and I had no previous experience, but I did have video and filmmaking experience, so I taught a video class there, and I was just trying to figure out a way to make good, entertaining videos with this group of people, and we hit on this idea to just go out and interview the general public.
Right, man on the street type of interviews?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we always thought the videos were funny. We used to just watch them after the campers went to bed, and we'd show them the camp. And
right.
You know, I've got hours of really good footage of unsuspecting people being interviewed by our crew. And
now listen, is that part of it, besides the fact that on some level we're all laughing about who's asking the question, but
sure.
is a lot of it for you, and Mike wanted to know this too, as did I, but it was really Mike's question. I'm just jumping in here because I got a big mouth. Like, when you get a guy like Tim Russert.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the joy, Arthur, and I mean, obviously, if you're working with these people for 9 years, you know, you've got a big heart and you care about these people. Does a lot of the joy from these tapes come with the discomfort level that some of the people show you when you walk up to them on the street?
Well, you know, I always get uncomfortable too when someone else is uncomfortable.
Sure.
So, like, for instance, that Tim Russert interview.
Yes, that's great. Yeah, good one to bring up.
That's sort of a classic example. We're sitting there on the floor of the Republican convention, and sort of the untold story about that film is that we never got proper credentials from anyone.
That's a shock.
So we used tactics that we had learned from sneaking into rock concerts and things. we only had two passes, so we'd send two people in, and one would go out with the other two passes.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hey, who hasn't done that?
We've done that, yeah. Right.
And what you do learn is when you have people with disabilities, you can get by a lot of barriers that most other people can't.
Sure.
So everyone's trying to be nice to us, but they're also kind of looking at us like, why are these people here? Are they supposed to be here? And then during this period where we're kind of trying to make ourselves seem official, Ron sees Tim Russert and just sprints across the floor. And him sprinting is like, you know, that he could fall at any minute and crash into any number of equipment that's flying around.
But he's loving every minute of it, right?
Yeah, he's loving. I mean, he loves celebrities, and he loves television news. So he sees Tim Russert and he's yelling, Tim!
All right, let's hear that.
This is great. And then Tim just tries to blow him off.
Yeah, Tim Russert was trying his best to pretend he didn't see this enormous man running towards him.
We played this before you came on, but let's hear a little of this again with Tim Russert, because listen to how he just immediately goes, there's Bob Schieffer.
And he kicks it over to Schieffer, his chief competition.
Here we go.
Oh, I know that guy from Meet the Press. I think he's going to go... Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Oh. Huh. Yeah, wait a minute. Excuse me, sir. Are you Tim? Excuse me. Are you Tim from Meet the Press?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, hi. Nice to see you.
I'm Ronnie. I seen Meet the Press a couple of times.
You ever see Face the Nation? Bob Schieffer's right here.
Oh, Bob Schieffer from CBS.
What an ass. Now, Artie, what is, like, after this has aired, and after it's been out there for a while, any chance that anybody catches up with Tim Russert at some point and says, you know, hey, dude, I saw you on that. How's your news? He's like, you really talk down to those people. I mean,
because Al Franken, even though he's obviously a little uncomfortable,
he goes through and does the
handshake, and he makes the effort, and he probably comes across looking pretty good.
So does dumb Ben Affleck, who many times could be, circumstances. Yes, could be a member of your team.
Yeah.
A lot of times I think that we were very kind to the people that we interviewed. You know, Tim Russert probably, he probably doesn't think that he comes off so bad in that, but, and you know, to give him credit, he probably was in a hurry or something, but.
Sure, all right, that's fair.
No, listen, let's be honest, he saw the person that was talking to him. I mean, I saw it on TV the night that it aired, that first night, and it was, it was one of those shows that we didn't know it was going to be on.
Arthur, what we haven't found out from you is, how do, I got so many questions about how people react to what you do. How do people, you know, in this community of people that help people with disabilities, how do they react? How does the general public react? Do you get a lot of grief from people? Do you get a lot of support from people? I mean, it must be all over the place, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's, well, that's, you know, that's been the interesting experience about these. We, you know, we'd made a previous film to this where we had drove across the country, and we tried to get that into film festivals and, and had a lot of trouble at first. From the festival programmers would say, you know, we think we like this, but we're not sure if people might find this material objectionable or offensive, which was very frustrating to me because I knew I had showed it to the families of everyone involved, and they were extremely proud of it.
Okay.
So it's sort of like being told that somehow just their effort to do anything is going to be offensive.
Yeah. That's bad.
And I feel very confident in what we're doing. I really know that our cast is proud of it, and they sit and they go to the screenings and they laugh as hard as anybody else when it happens on screen. So
let's be honest, they probably laugh at Schindler's List too.
Okay.
I mean, no, you know what I mean. They laugh at Roots. You know,
they do have good sense of humor, and they like to laugh, and I think they are very legitimate entertainers.
Now, what are the odds that you ever could get your cast from What's Your News, and you go, like, to the Oscars, you go to the Grammy? I mean,
I'd love to see him with a real,
that's
real
what I mean.
Hollywood elite. That's what it would
like,
be.
Like, if you would see a tight ass, like, I bet Annette Bening would be cool with him, but if, you know, there has to be somebody at the Oscars this weekend someone who's not, like, maybe Clint Eastwood, who just would react awfully. Do you have any plans to
get
you guys?
Even though she's covering it, I'd like to see him send one of their news people up to Joan Rivers.
Or Star Jones.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Joan Rivers would be better.
You like Joan Rivers?
Yeah.
Joan Rivers would work.
Well, I think, you know, those plans could happen. I feel like, you know, the fact that we ended up at the conventions was a big surprise to me. And then we have been, you know, trying our best to get our news team, you know, into more events.
Would you have a particular star on your news team? Would you have one guy or gal that you think
who's the Tom Brokaw of your group?
The Tom Brokaw, well, you mean the anchor person?
Yeah, who would be
your Walter Cronkite? Your number one player.
Well, that's, you know, usually it's a tough question because I like to think of them all as having their own, you know, star moment.
When it's crunch time, who do you want in the anchor chair for How's Your News?
It's funny, you know, because I was just thinking about that because when we did the Hillary Clinton interview, we were standing in front of the hotel waiting for people to walk out, and all of a sudden we saw Hillary Clinton, and I looked at the two reporters we had, and I said to the guy, the camera guy, was with us, like, you know, we don't really have our A team here right now. Because if I could have chosen amongst our reporters, I would have chosen to have someone who could have talked.
This is too good.
But the guy, like, what is the name of the gentleman that interviews Al Franken? The guy that goes, Bal de Boua.
Yeah, that's Bobby Burr.
The guy we love.
Now, yeah. Bobby can't speak, but Bobby gets a lot of satisfaction out of doing this, right?
Right, he loves to do it. and he understands everything that's said to him.
He understands what's said to him, he just can't express himself.
Exactly.
That's right. Great. That Al Franken one.
I know there's someone on your set. Is it Jeremy?
Right, Jeremy.
Jeremy is very good, too. Jeremy's the one who interviewed Ben Affleck.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, I believe he was with Howard Dean. and he's great.
I think Jeremy's probably listening to this show right now. He lives near Baltimore.
Hi, Jeremy, if you're listening.
Let's play his clip, then, with Howard Dean.
Yeah.
Here's Jeremy from HowsYourNews.com.
Hi, Dr. Dean. I'm Jeremy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. I was watching that very energetic speech you were doing before you came into the race, and I was wondering if you could do it for me, just once.
It's pretty hard to do that on television, so I probably can't do it just right here, right now. You got to have kind of a big audience in front of you to get really revved up and excited.
Yeah, but, you know, it was great.
Thanks.
And tonight's the last night before, are there going to be balloons falling down tonight?
Yeah. You know, this is so great. This tests people's patience.
Oh, yes. I think you get to really see what people are really
and
like.
And you hear, like, with this Howard Dean, we've heard this a million times, you can tell he's uncertain. Does he say something? Does he not say something?
He wants the help, but it's, you know, he's embarrassed.
Right. Here's the rest.
Yes, there are. There are going to be balloons falling down, and there's going to be confetti falling all over the place.
Well, it was...
So hopefully that'll be something really amazing to see if I can go watch it for myself there.
It would be. Are you lobbying these guys to make sure you get to go?
Yeah, that would be. That was kind of dismissive. That would be something you imagine to get in there.
See you later. Good luck with that. You were going to say something, Arthur?
Well, I was just saying that, you know, the politicians, the higher up you get, the more worried they are that they're gonna go off their script in some way.
Right.
And what turned out to be kind of funny was to see, you know, a guy like George Pataki just looked at our reporter and then just decided he was just going to pretend it was just another interview and didn't even acknowledge the fact that he was talking to a person with a disability. I think that answer, that attitude, I think is worse than any sort of acknowledgement.
So you think if they totally play it straight and ignore the fact that the person's got a disability, that's worse than that? Yeah, I think...
Why do you think it's patronizing to them?
I just think it's... I guess on a couple different levels, I find it... As a director, I think it's kind of boring. My whole goal is to get these guys to say something that is just a little different than the script that they're saying a hundred times a day.
To go off message, as
right,
it were.
Just
right,
just to get off message. It seems like it makes him seem like a robot. You know, Al Franken seems more human when he sort of looks and figures out what's going on. And Hillary Clinton...
I couldn't agree with you more. That's when Al Franken says that, I love that.
And where Hillary Clinton she doesn't even answer the question that's asked to her.
I know,
so
she doesn't.
I give her credit for at least stopping to talk to us, but okay, I would have liked to have seen her, interact in some way that was different.
Yeah, there's one more little thing.
Coming up, see what Hillary Clinton says when Sean and Larry catch up with her. Oh, please don't change the dial to CBS or anything like that. Just stay tuned.
That's so great.
One of my favorite moments in the whole thing is when that guy Ron meets G. Gordon Liddy.
Hold on. Yeah. That's right. You're right, brother.
Yeah.
Hold on, brother Artie. Here it is.
I can do an impersonation. Did you know Richard Nixon?
Yes, I did know
him. I can imitate him real good.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. G-Man. This is Richard Nixon. And let me make no mistake about that. I am a Republican, and so are you. See you later. Goodbye now.
Very good. Very good. You got him nailed.
Yeah, see you later now. Haven't done that for a while. Bye now.
That's good.
And while Ron was doing that, I was trying to figure out I thought maybe Mr. Liddy was just going to, he looked like slightly annoyed, so I was worried he was going to get upset by that.
And so you were hoping for that with him. Well, listen, what can we do to help, how's your news?
Just by talking about it, I really appreciated that you guys talked about it, you watched it. I think the thing about Hauser News is that a lot of people are worried that in some way that it's evil or something, that we're doing something that is just so unspeakably wrong that they don't want to get behind it. But I think
it's indescribably delicious.
And I think that's incredible.
It's really one of the things that's made me laugh the most ever.
And the fact is that your principals that are involved are getting just as much joy out of it as we are. And I don't think it matters really. I think what matters is everybody involved with it is having a good time. Isn't that the important thing, Arthur?
That's exactly right. Right. I think it's and I think the thing that's great is when the more other people enjoy it, the more legitimate it can make it.
Yeah, particularly though with this format, when I'm laughing at it, what's cracking me up, and we're not listening for the guys that are the reporters as much as the reactions from the people that they're interviewing.
Yeah.
And I think it's really telling as far as when you get the people, it's just great because they're totally
It's the combination.
Caught off guard.
I mean, I like both. I like who's not going to laugh at that?
But really, when you're listening to that, and then how is the subject of the interview going to handle that? That's what I'm waiting for.
And one more. We got a break. Triumph, the dog puppet. This is good.
What's your name?
But Triumph, the insert comic dog.
Come to me, dog, huh?
Yes.
What do you do, coming dog?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what do you do?
You know, I'm here to do what all the reporters are doing, you know. Ask questions about the issues, sniff their butts, hump their legs, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
The puppet is the coolest out of anybody they talk
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
The puppet talks without talking down and makes the same joke.
Does the shtick, right? Yeah. Absolutely.
Listen, Artie, we'll throw this out. Last thing, if your news team would ever like to come on and interview us,
sure.
We would love you to telephone, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we'll probably take you up on that.
And we'll
we'd love to also share with you some of our outtakes. We do have some moments where people don't look as friendly and nice.
Please, get those to us as soon as you can.
Yes, yeah.
We'll have the link to your site on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's HowIsYourNews.com. Artie, hold on a second so we can get those tapes from you.
And good luck, okay?
Thank you, Don and Mike. Radio God.
Great talking to you.
Thank you, man.
That's funny as hell.
That's good stuff.
That's too good.
And when he talks about outtakes where people don't look as nice.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I'm looking forward to that. I
that's
truly
too
am.
Good. And what a shock that all the people from How's Your News like this show.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Hey.
You know Larry King?
Yes, I've occasionally watched your show. And
occasionally is all right.
Yes. I don't, like, do it on it. Larry, I'm doing this interview for a documentary film that we're making called How's Your News.
All right, what's it about? Well, now I'm asking you the question. What's your question for How's Your News?
How do you feel about the Carrie Edwards ticket for the White House?
Oh, boy. Well, I think it's a very popular ticket with Democrats. The question is, how will it sell with independents and those undecided? And that we won't know till November.
Unbelievable.
Larry?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay. Do you like those people?
Nope.
Do you ever like them?
Sometimes not.
What did you think about the segment?
It was funny.
Thank you very much.
Larry.
Yes?
I'm Larry.
From the corner?
I'm Larry of the corner.
Of the corner.
I got some few chest pains. First chest pains I've had in 10 years.
What are you going to do tonight, Larry?
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
Really? Where are you?
I'm lying in bed.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I forgot to mention this to you.
Good luck.
But speaking of disabilities, and this is
from Larry.
Months ago when this movie was out in theaters, it's now on cable. I watched it for the first time. The movie where they're joined, the Siamese twins movie, the Farrelly brothers
stuck
did.
Stuck on you.
The one thing I didn't know. Did you know Lori and Dory? Remember the song?
Yeah.
I didn't know they sung. They sang that she sang.
Didn't I mention that to you?
You
when
probably did.
When the movie
just
came out, yes.
It went right by me.
Because Stuck on You was one of those movies that was in theaters like for 5 minutes.
Right. And she sings her little. Reba McEntire song
she
that she sang on this show.
There's a whole lot. I was going to say there's a whole lots of famous retarded people in that.
Yeah.
In that movie.
We don't see Lori and Dory in the movie at all.
No,
right?
We don't. No, but we hear them.
We know and we know them.
Yeah, and we know them.
Yes.
So you can get excited about. We knew them before they were famous.
That's right.
Hello. Here's Sarah from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sarah.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hi there, honey.
How you doing? I got a message for you.
Oh, now listen, Joe told us about this during the break. You see, here's the thing. We can't play it on the air.
You can't.
No, she has a message on her answering machine from the program director of the station in Green Bay that canceled us.
Yeah, we
but
can't.
Because of that FCC issues, we can't play his voice.
Okay.
It's too bad.
What did he say to you?
What did he say, though?
Well, he said that he's... You know, I'll radio talk real fast, and he says that he's real sorry that they had to cancel, but he's glad that we had his listening for so long and that we hope we come back to the station, and that now that they have the Packers and all the other Wisconsin teams, that they don't need, basically.
Now who's that? Is that like someone from How's Your News? As your husband?
Yeah.
That's a special How's Your News correspondent.
We got a bunch of stuff at our website from people sending us stuff that the program director sent them emails that we're going to put up on our website. Because one of the interesting emails that was forwarded to me was a listener, very articulate, wrote his conversation with the program director and said, "I listen to the show every day. Just tell me what's the problem." And the guy said, "It's ratings." And then the listener said, "Well, Don and Mike read the ratings on the air." And then the program director's response was, "Listen, radio is..." The guy was saying something like, "I'm a consumer, and consumers are speaking their minds. We want the show."
Right.
And the program director's response, after the guy said the ratings were good, people liked the show, the program director said to the listener, "Well, it's free radio. You're not paying for it, so you're not really a consumer. That was his bottom line argument.
Oh, my God.
To this listener. And we'll put that up on the website. I'm not doing a good job of translating it.
No, I think we got it.
But the listener ends up getting crapped on again by the stupid radio
guy. Of course. It's free, so, you know, whether you think it's good or not doesn't matter
to
me.
They debate it, and the listener wins on every possible count. And then finally the program director just says, well, listen, you're not really a customer because you're not paying for it. Yeah. So there's like 8,000 other stations. Go listen to something else.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
God, I hope we get back on.
I know. Well, we can't. At least I got to hear you while I was on hold, so that was great. You know.
Right, well, listen, Sarah. Here, thank you, honey. Thank you for calling. We got to go talk to people who can hear the show now.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
See what he's doing there is creating a little urgency for the people of Green Bay.
Demand.
And everybody, are you ready for this? We've got exactly 10 minutes to get a winner.
All right.
On Make Us Laugh.
Very good.
We started this earlier in the show.
Yes, we did.
It was not a bad Make Us Laugh.
It's a very interesting time of day to do this.
You're in, Mike. 877-365-3636. Our crack engineers, many of them on crack, have fixed the telephone lines.
Yeah.
So now the American lines work equally as good, if not better, than the Canadian lines.
It's like call in with the low pressure and the full moon.
Yeah.
877-365-3636 from the USA. Canada, 800-636-1067. Very simple. We'll give you 10 minutes. Make us laugh.
You can do it.
Mike and I. Yes. Yeah. You can do it.
Don't quit.
Make us laugh. Win the trip to Florida. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the, or the...
Is it the Frank or the beans?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Fight some beans!
How's your news?
Fight some beans!
What's that bubble there?
What do you think? It's a...
Well, how the hell did you get the beans above the Frank? I mean,
I don't know. It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some Bactine, honey.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can ruin a perfectly good, quiet Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you about 96 Tears. Tomorrow, Rob will tell us if he will give Robert the Mailman a pedicure for Black History Month on Monday the 28th.
All right.
We will get that decision from Otto Spiewak on tomorrow's episode. Isn't that right? And Rob, whatever you decide, it's okay with me.
Whatever Otto does, he's okay.
All right, we got to get right to this. 877-365-3636. And the other number from Canada, you know it already. The 10 minutes on the clock. That's all the time we have now for Make Us Laugh. And here we go. Round number two, Make Us Laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Us Laugh. Hello.
Hello.
Wasting valuable time.
All right, guys, I got it for you. Here it is.
Yeah.
Guy gets a phone call from the hospital, says his wife's been in an accident. Gets in the car, rushes down. Doctor says, I got good news and bad news. Good news is your wife's going to live. Bad news is she's completely tore up. She can't move her arms or legs. You're going to have to feed her. You have to clean her. You have to clean her. And the guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You just can't get to that point in that long a joke and trip over your own tongue.
It's the second break of Make Us Laugh.
He wasn't
the
only chance you get to make a good impression.
Don't you have anything constructive to say?
Do you ask me,
Anything constructive?
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, make us laugh.
A completely lame groaner. What is Larry King's favorite movie?
What?
About a boy.
Okay.
Hello,
you
Don and Mike.
You got a smile out of Don on that one.
Yeah, this is because I love the A Boy tape.
I understand.
My favorite thing.
A boy.
A boy.
A boy. Larry, what do you want to do tonight?
A boy.
What do you want to kiss tonight?
A boy.
What do you want to lay in your bed tonight?
A boy.
Okay, make us laugh. Doc and Mike, hello. Hello.
It's you.
Hello.
I'm going to say a word, Larry, and you tell me what first comes to mind. Blood.
A boy.
Oh, God.
Just trying to make you laugh, Mike. Hello.
You again, sir.
Make us laugh. Go ahead.
You don't seem to get it.
To me?
Yes, now for the third time.
Ouch.
Time's up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Two blondes walking through a building. Hell, you thought one of them seen it.
It's too fast.
Yeah, way too fast.
I mean, not funny.
I got it, but not funny.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make us laugh.
Hello, Dan and Mike, Radio Gab.
Yes.
Yes, this is Mrs. Araz. I'm calling to see if I can get my son Baruz on the retarded news show.
Okay, hold on.
It was good.
You had me.
You almost ought to keep him on hold.
I hung up on him already.
Okay, all right.
Mike, it's all or nothing.
Yeah, I know.
And you weren't all the way with it.
I wasn't all the way with it. Don't worry about it.
You're playing game honest.
Mrs. Araz.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was good.
Baruz.
It was pretty damn good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
A little boy goes up to his father and asks, Dad, what's the difference between hypothetical and reality? The father replies, well, son, I could give you a book of definitions, but I think it's best to show you by example. Go upstairs and ask your mother if she'd have sex with the mailman for $500,000. The boy goes and asks his mother, Mom, would you have sex with the mailman for...
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Life is too short.
You read well.
Hello. Yeah, it's like from Reader's Digest or something.
Once was a person.
A man walks into a bar. Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Come on now. It's you, please.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hello.
Yes.
I was just wondering how Artie must have felt riding on the short bus with all those window lickers.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Didn't do it for me. Almost did for Mike, though.
Smile a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, what do gay horses eat?
What?
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hey, we hear you. What a homosexual.
Yeah, we didn't hear that last time either.
Oh.
In the last hour, we did this. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike, how do you turn your dishwasher into a snowplow?
How?
Give her a shovel.
Yeah, I laughed. Mike didn't. I laughed.
I chuckled a little bit.
Yeah. Hello, that's not bad. I've heard that before, but that's not bad.
Just solid.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
A lot of smiles.
Why did the Mexican student fail out of English class?
I can't understand. You know, if you're going to make fun of a minority... hates the groaner.
Hey, Mike?
If you're going to make fun of a minority group, speak the language yourself.
You just talked over the high mic.
Oh, sorry about that.
That was your thing earlier
today.
Yeah,
that's true. I understand. Mike O'Meara hates the groaners.
Here you go.
Hi, Mike.
You see, it's hard.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make us laugh.
Hi.
Mike?
Yes?
I'm 44.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm laughing at what's happening in the studio. I'm not laughing at you. Okay.
Right.
Focus, concentrate, go.
You're getting 44. Distracted here.
You're 44.
Never been married.
Yeah.
I had only two girlfriends in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I think I love you.
Okay.
Nothing funny about that. It's
nothing
erotic.
Making me laugh about that. You're turning me off.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Make us laugh.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Did you hear the joke about the German Gestapo?
No. Okay, that's for you, Otto, I guess. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hello. Make us laugh.
How do you stop a car?
How do you
stop a car?
Tip on the brake, stupid.
Okay, nice phone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
How's your jokes? You're on the air. Make us laugh.
Woman's having a tough time getting it from her husband, so she goes out and buys some crotchless panties.
Yes.
She gets her husband alone that evening. She says, hey, big boy, how'd you like some of this? He goes, no way, look what I did to your underwear.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah!
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
And out of left field.
Yeah. Slammer.
That was good.
Out of left field. That's great.
Hey, that is... unanimous.
Wow.
That's how it works.
Oh,
and
man.
Look at that.
Bingo, baby.
I've never heard that.
Brought that in at 5:45 into the second segment.
That was strong. That got the whole room, sir.
Yes, my friend. What is your name?
My name is Guy.
And Guy? Oh, Guy. His name is Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
And Guy, where are you from?
From Rochester, New York.
All right. Oh, hey.
That's good.
Rochester. We are never going to Rochester, but you are going to Florida. My friend, congratulations. You won airfare for two on Delta Airlines. Down to Mike's favorite part of Florida, Fort Myers.
Oh, it's beautiful. Just see the Sox.
It's going to be wonderful. You know what helps out is having a Scottish girlfriend. They have the best jokes.
Oh, Scottish.
Oh, got you a joke?
Was that your girlfriend's joke?
But yeah, she told me that last night.
All right. With you.
Or were you speaking from personal experience?
True story.
Listen, your Delta vacation package includes the Avis rental car for 3 days and nights, hotel accommodations at the Inn at Pelican Bay, What are you laughing about?
That joke. I'm still laughing. I'm retreading that joke.
And begin at Pelican Bay, at Masterfully Blends, Mediterranean Charm, and Old World Hospitality. The entire Delvifications package comes to you courtesy of Delvifications.com, Florida. Think Delvifications for all your travel needs.
Well, congratulations.
You guys are the best.
And incidentally, and here's the deal. Yeah. Telling of the joke is always important.
Yep.
I think if you're going to tell that joke, you have to say, hey, big boy.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
That's included in the joke.
Listen, he's a winner in every sense of the word.
Yep. He is.
Yep. Enjoy it, and thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. That's good. You know what? You guys did okay today.
Absolutely.
I'm talking to our listeners now. I'm talking down to our listeners the way that I would talk to an animal.
Yeah.
You did very well today.
And for the runner-up, Mrs. Arraz, pretty darn close.
There were several runs.
Mike, in the first segment that we did, there were four or five that got me or got you. So overall, very well done.
Good job.
But a pointer to Mrs. Arraz.
Yes.
What make me laugh, conceptual pieces seldom work.
Yes, this is true.
But that was good.
It was good. It just didn't work.
Mrs. Arraz, I would like a piece of garlic and a Marlboro Red, please. I have killed father. I have killed father.
That's all right, Bruce. Crawl into my big mouth. I will hide you behind my big teeth.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
You know, Buzz.
All or nothing.
Right. What's your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Mike O'Mara hates the groaners.
Hold it. Everybody just wait a second.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story?
The Pope. He's back in the hospital.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi there.
That was very professional.
Wait, we're not
that
ready.
That was very professional.
We didn't even play the thing. Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
In the middle of him.
That was very...
Mike O'Mara hates the groaners.
I'm waiting.
So am I.
I'm waiting.
So am I.
I'm waiting to say
so
something.
So am I.
You know, I'm reminded of a story.
Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bow, 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 bow.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, you don't. News and comments now brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smokers
break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablets for smokers now. Fine retailers. Tabs Northside, 62 and downtown, 61. Why are you doing the blind thing?
It just felt like it.
It's not Stevie.
I know it's not Stevie at all. It's Stevie on the brain after watching American Idol. And I just feel like, doing the...
he was feeling.
Stevie really does, if you look at him closely, is he leans his chin back and moves his head in a figure eight.
And always, you know what they always
think
about?
Isn't it lovely?
You know what they always loved about Chris Rock?
Uh-huh.
Is that he always calls him Steve.
Steve Wonder.
I've always thought that was a, no one ever asks Steve what he thinks about. I mean, no one ever calls him Steve.
Steve.
Chris Steve. Rock.
Steve Wonder.
Here's Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
See, I put the Y on the end of your name.
Yeah, but sometimes people call me Buzz. Pope John Paul was rushed back to the hospital today in an ambulance and carried in on a stretcher.
First you get down on your knees, then open your rosary, bow your head with great respect, and
genuflect.
Tom Lehrer, yes.
Where the hell did that come from?
Whatever steps you want, if you have cleared it with the pontiff, everybody
say... Let's say goodbye to listeners.
Doing the Vatican right.
Talk about like Alan Sherman crap.
You're listening to, I believe, the act that was taken by Mark Russell, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This guy was the original in 1962.
Try playing it safer.
God, makes me want to vomit.
He's like Mark Russell, but funny.
Yeah. In his day. In his day.
Yeah. Get down upon your knees. Fiddle with your rosaries. Bow your head with great respect. Genuflect. Make a cross on your...
That's cutting edge.
Like a Roman Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting excited, getting sort of dramatic, and doing the fighting, and
how old is
that?
1962.
Yeah.
Here's all I have to say about that.
It's a lot of fun.
It sure is, Don.
It's 90. It sure if you take is. It in context of 1962, it's all right.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Anyway, the Pope's back in the hospital. Vatican's calling it a relapse of the flu, although there's some speculation that it's influenza. And this afternoon, the Pontiff underwent a 30-minute surgery, a tracheotomy, to allow him to breathe because he was apparently having difficulty with that.
Thought it was an STD.
No. No, I think it's probably pneumonia brought on by the flu, and he had a tracheotomy.
Say what you want.
Right? You're a bad man.
That's what I want to say.
You're a bad, evil man.
He had the clap.
You're going to get your reward someday. You'll be up there going, you said STD on come my on, deathbed.
Here's the thing about Catholics, and I used to be one. Yeah. Come on. We are praying to a false god here with the Pope. Yeah. Listen, I kid about it, but really, he's just a man.
Just a man.
Flesh and bones.
He's just some guy that you put in the suit with the pointy hat.
And the special car.
On a lot of the Methodist websites, they're saying that he's in Korea.
Methodist,
it's a cover.
Methodist hedonist. Sources say the Pontiff has a fever and congestion. Muscle problems keep him from being able to cough loose the mucus.
Please, listen, if the guy was really tight with God, do you think he'd be lying there dying? I mean, really, if the guy was tight with God...
Well, your theory would say that all the popes before him would be alive. Then we'd only have one pope.
You're correct, sir, because the popes are puppets.
Faulty logic.
No, faulty logic.
I poo-poo your logic.
No. Logic that is beyond reproach.
Even Jesus couldn't stick around.
Okay, now don't mention Jesus in the same breath as the Pope.
I'm not. Right? I'm just saying, if you choose religious figures, or regardless of their rank.
Whenever I have these arguments with you, incidentally, you know, just hedging my bets.
I know you are.
Just hedging my bets.
Trust me.
And I'm not really worried about meeting the Pope or the Maker. I'm meeting, William Joseph up there. Because he'll call me over there and say, hey,
you know what?
Regardless of whether it was right or wrong, what the hell are you doing?
Your dad has a sense of humor about this. Your dad is sitting up there right now having a beer. Laughing about this.
Mm-hmm. Birkenberry. Whiskey. Blended whiskey.
Yeah. Whatever he's having.
Wasn't a big beer guy.
The glass just slightly tilted forward.
If the Red Sox are losing. Yes. The 84-year-old Pontiff had breathing difficulties on February 1st that prompted his most recent hospital stay. Yesterday, the Pope made his longest public appearance since that visit, 30 minutes.
Seriously, the Pope has as much to do with religion as Nicholas Shea does. Thank you.
Okay. What's your point?
How dare you?
He's a guy. He's a guy wearing a suit.
Finally went and did it. I was saying to somebody just last week,
superhuman.
I'll be with him all the way up until the time he compares the Pope to Nick Lachey. And if I had a nickel for every time someone compared the Pope to Nick Lachey, God, I'm tired of it.
Would the Pope be great on Newlyweds, too, if Jessica Simpson was married to the Pope?
Yes, wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, and has anybody caught the... I don't watch Newlyweds as much as I used to.
Okay.
What? Okay, I watch it every week. I do.
Oh, incident about her?
Yeah.
I think, she was hospitalized recently. I think she's got a little Karen Carpenter going on.
She got the pukey-pukey thing?
Mm-hmm.
And also, those two, not as happy, not as lovey-dovey.
Well, of course not.
And what I'm loving is stupid Nick Lachey seems to be realizing that he married stupid Jessica Simpson.
Right.
However, stupid Jessica Simpson is more talented and more popular than dumb Nick Lachey.
And will always be.
And now they're having a lot of arguing and a lot of him looking at the camera like, oh, she's a dumb bitch, and a lot of her looking at the camera like, oh, he's a dumb bastard.
Yeah, because the more movies she does, and if this little Dukes of Hazzard thing becomes a hit.
And it will be gigantic.
She will begin to realize, look what's sitting at home for me. The former boy bander.
Just remember what I said. Nick Lachey, the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Really, just two guys
flesh
who
and
put
bone.
On
That's right.
funny costumes to entertain us.
Funny costumes.
That's all.
Interesting theory.
This just
it's a lot
in.
Of fun.
Thank you, Mike.
It's a lot of fun.
This just in, and it's always good to see good work rewarded. The United States Army is giving a company once run by Vice President Dick Cheney a bonus for its work in connection with the war in Iraq. Halliburton got the bonuses for logistical work in Kuwait and Afghanistan, but is still waiting to see whether it's going to get those bonuses for its disputed dining services. Army official, let's all keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Here's what I'm thinking about the Pope as well.
Yes?
You might as well put your faith in that New England Patriots mascot. You know the guy with the big head wearing the Patriots
hat? He's got the three-pointer hat on.
Yeah.
But no special car.
Yeah, but he's a guy wearing a suit. And for whatever reason, people go, oh, He must be aligned with the Pope. He's a guy wearing a suit. That's what I'm saying about the Pope.
Just a man.
Yeah, but he was aligned with the Pope. As we reported yesterday.
I would say, as important, Nick Lachey, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers mascot, and the Pope.
You like all the colonial mascots, right? The Pirates.
Arr.
What about the guy at the Broncos games in the barrel?
He's a step below.
Yeah, I would think so.
But just one notch below.
Just one?
And my point is, the Pope is just a man.
Speaking of religious figures, whatever happened to the John 3:16 guy?
He's in jail.
The guy with the wig? See, this is not a joke, but didn't he, like, wig out or something?
He is, he's got a big criminal record, and I think they put him in jail for doing nasty things to people.
Well, thanks. I didn't know. As we reported yesterday, the jury's been chosen in the Michael Jackson child molestation trial. Some media outlets are referring to the jury as the Jackson 12. But we prefer to refer to them as... I like to call them the authors. Because at least one of them is going to write a book about their experiences once the trial is over. And based on previous celebrity trials, jurors turned authors can make big, big money. But legal experts say Jackson has bigger concerns right now, because not only is the jury as devoid of black skin as Michael himself, it's a jury of mostly women. And six of them are mothers. Mothers, we presume, who wouldn't want their children molested. There are also two dads on the jury.
Didn't I hear today, though, that they said fathers were more likely to have a predisposition towards guilt?
There
are two of those on the jury.
And also fathers might, just because they're men, because fathers think of the thing like, oh, you know, what if I was a kid when I was a boy, if there's that creep to touch me?
With 8 out of 12 being parents, any attacks on the accuser's parents might not play well with the jury. The accuser in this case, by the way...
Hold on. You can count on me. No, is this my two dads?
I said there was two dads on the
my
jury.
My two dads.
And you were worried about Tom Lehrer.
I will say this, though. I'll say this.
Yes?
That I think, as far as, you know, just, again, my comparison to Pope to other men, he's no greater, no worse than Greg Evigan, who was one of my two dads, along with Paul Reiser. They're exactly the same.
Was the show?
Yes, My Two Dads.
My Two Dads. How long was the show on?
About a year and a half. No longer than that. 3 years. It was on USA Network for a while.
With
reruns. Oh, it was a monster hit.
It was a big hit.
Monster hit.
Friday night show, right?
Friday night. Later moved to Tuesdays, I believe.
Yeah.
All right, we can look it up during the break.
Hold on. It might be in here.
You know, we probably shouldn't do this on the air.
No, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's killer. Let's just talk.
First you get down.
The accuser in this case, by the way, is a cancer victim. Three members of the jury are cancer survivors as well.
Oh, did you know, though, about this Michael Jackson thing? I was reading about this kid. This kid, his story is, he's not the best. I mean, I know we all think Michael Jackson is guilty, but this kid's story is not... the best. He's got a lot of holes.
Seriously, we all think he's guilty, but you know what? I hope that during this trial that we do get more evidence that has come to light than has come to light through the media. Because, I mean, really, there hasn't been enough. You get these grand jury leaks that they make a big deal about, and then you hear something that to me is just like, okay, give me something a little more.
Three seasons, and it was sung by Greg Evigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg Evigan, who is one of my two dads.
That's right, and also BJ.
From BJ and the Bear.
Oh.
That was on Tuesday night.
No, that was
a Tuesday night show. How much you want to bet BJ and the Bear was Tuesday nights on NBC?
It had to have been a weekend show.
How much do you want to bet? Get your book and look it out.
$20.
Look it up. You're on. You're on, pal.
$20.
Oh,
or a pedicure.
Great respect, man.
Everybody's doing their own thing. I got to bring something in tomorrow.
Bring
for show and tell.
Something to read, bro.
Something that I like.
Okay, how about this one?
What?
Paulie Shore. There's somebody.
There's something we can all agree on.
Paulie Shore should be the Pope.
Can I?
You got the book, Rob?
Yeah.
All right, look it up now. BJ and the Bear. Tuesday nights, 8 p.m., NBC. No way that was on a weekend.
I can't imagine I would have watched if it wasn't on a weekend. Because I was just a kid. Hold on. The alphabetization is weird.
The what?
Alphabetization.
You can't imagine you would have watched. You had a TV duct taped to your head since you were three.
No,
you were
like my sleep was very important.
You were like that kid with the other head growing out of the head.
Yeah, but the other head was a television.
That's on our website. And incidentally, nobody that looks at that picture thinks that's real.
I do think it's
doctored. Of the conjoined twins.
I truly do think it's doctored.
I believe it. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Make up your own mind
after you go to the store. Thank you.
It's not in here. I can't believe it. This book can't be that old, can it?
Never mind. I'm right about it. Buzz?
All right, I'll bring your money tomorrow.
Thank you.
So
just rub my feet.
The accuser.
Thanks. Like, my feet are so awful compared to Robert's.
The accuser, your feet are better than Robert.
The accuser in this case is a cancer victim. Three members of the jury, cancer survivors as well. One member of the jury had a sister who was raped as a child and two nieces who were molested by their father. The Jackson camp, meanwhile, is reportedly worried about Michael committing suicide if he's found guilty. As one columnist points out, in prison, Michael's hair would curl and turn gray. He would not be allowed to wear makeup, much less bleaching, and his wardrobe would be considerably more conservative than he prefers.
Hands down, Michael Jackson.
And that's why he'd commit suicide.
That's what the columnists are writing.
Michael Jackson tonight.
Passing it along.
That's all it takes then.
Gotcha.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Today's big medical question. Can marijuana help fight Alzheimer's? If I remember, we'll do the story when we come back.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love wigs and the women who wear them.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And Mike, here you are, Mark, mocking us about a discussion. Look at the phone lines are going crazy.
Of course.
It's split on BJ.
You mean split between what night it was on?
Tuesday night and Saturday night, and I'm the big loser on this.
Really?
Robbie is...
Winner!
Winner, I should know not to challenge him.
Of course.
I've already given him the $20. BJ and the Bear, 79 to 81. Genre, comedy.
Right.
Network, NBC, Saturday night, 8 p.m.
Oh, right in the middle of the weekend.
Yeah. Ouch.
It was a weekend show.
Sure Ouch. Was.
God damn, you're always right about that stuff.
What was the show again?
BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear. Good show?
No. I never watched
it. Highly entertaining?
I never watched it.
I'll tell you why.
It was kind of like Sheriff Lobo.
Was there a bear
like
in there?
Sheriff Lobo.
What?
There
what?
It was a spin-off. Lobo That's was right. a spin-off.
Because Lobo was so good, it needed a spin-off.
Was there a bear in it?
No, Bear was a chimp.
Oh.
BJ was a trucker, and he worked with the chimp.
Oh, so it was kind of a C.W. McCall show.
Yeah, yeah.
Who found this theme? Enjoy.
Hey there, where you going? Not exactly knowing. Who says you have to fall to one place?
Oh, it's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
BJ McKay, and his best friend is
Okay, God.
That's the theme to BJ and the Bear.
Yes, it is.
And a big hi to the How's Your News team.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz.
Now, the question, can marijuana help fight Alzheimer's? A new study out of Spain just published in the Journal of Neuroscience.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Study says it's found that the active ingredient in the synthetic version of pot may help stall the effects of Alzheimer's. In other news, there's such a thing as synthetic pot. But back to our story. The researchers in Spain say pot prevents inflammation of the brain, which is one of the symptoms of Alzheimer's.
That's all that counts, for God's sakes.
That's right. Alzheimer's experts in this country say this is all very interesting, but that it's too early to endorse marijuana.
Next question.
As a treatment for Alzheimer's.
Well, we'll wait. We'll stand by and wait.
What is it?
Apparently, it can help your short-term...
I beg pardon?
Remembrance.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
What
was the question?
97-year-old woman's been busted on drug charges in Portland, Oregon.
I can't hear you.
97 years old, I said.
I beg your pardon?
You heard me. While police were raiding a house across from an elementary school, they say people inside the house were throwing crack cocaine out the windows.
Go out and take a look at it.
There were 18 other... He's almost psychic. That's scary.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Yeah, I know. There were 18 other people in the house, but police say they believe the old woman knew what was going on there. Quoting one detective, she's a sharp lady.
Because it's true.
And they say he's spooky.
And in a word you say.
They say they raided her home 2 years ago in another drug investigation.
You're damn right. I'm not here.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary part.
I'm liable to lose you.
As well. Finally.
Next question.
Wow.
Scratch Milford, Nebraska off your list of stops during the family summer vacation this year. The burning pile of manure has finally gone out.
Oh,
fire me.
Too bad.
For several weeks, the 2,000-ton pile smoldered at the Midwest Feeding Company, home to 12,000 cows being fattened for slaughter.
What is it?
was it?
The feedlot, which normally smells like daisies, took on a less pleasant aroma and spread it throughout the community.
I beg your pardon?
And for weeks, the feedlot guys, firefighters, and environmental experts tried to put out the smoldering pile of crap. They have now succeeded.
This is good smoke.
You know, that would be a good photo shoot for the calendar, for the girls in the calendar.
Yeah. Running back at the smoldering?
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yes. Hold on, you had more time.
But I'm done.
Oh, okay. You know, you took your funny pills today, Buzz.
He's really done. Good.
Yeah. That's it, he's done.
Yeah.
Ron and Fez, I don't think are coming up next on WJFK. I believe that they're snowed in. Oh, with the blizzard of 05 and all.
Yep. Yeah, they're sweeping out. They're squeegeeing out.
Yeah.
Streets are dangerously damp.
And of course, Ron and Fez are coming up next on 106.7. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Thanks to the loser from American Idol. And also all the tards from How's Your News?
Very good.
.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And you,
$20. Yes, never bet against Greg Evigan. And goodbye.
Okay, yeah, touch Robert's feet.
Safe home, Sean.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.